Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
This program is intended for a mature audience. It contains scenes and dialogue of a strong sexual nature. Audience discretion is advised.
Well, I better get going. Your show's almost on.
It's Crazy Jay.
Fuck. Find the radio station. Uhura's monitoring the broadcast. Cut in and have yourselves beamed up to the ship.
I'm afraid I find it difficult to trust you.
Oh, yeah. Can you feel it? Oh, I can feel it. Oh, it feels so good. I'm tingly and numb all over, and the voices in my head are singing out loud. It's like a choir. The Moron Tabernacle Choir. Oh, it's going to be one of those days, my friends. It's going to be a very good show. Hello!
Hello!
And welcome, welcome, welcome to the 44th floor, home of the most listened to online radio show.
God bless the internet.
Yes, God bless the internet indeed. It is that tiny 2-watt radio show that I bring to you each and every week from the padded walls of my electric sandbox.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
Yeah, might have been. We've got a crazy show for you this week. This is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I am your host. That's right.
You are my bitch.
No.
That's what.
No.
My own personal
bitch.
Your own personal host, my friend. I am your host, known as Crazy Jay.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Is he nuts?
You know what? He's crazy.
That's right. I'm not nuts. I'm crazy. Crazy Jay, people. You can contact me online. You can email me. It's crazyj@comic.com. That's crazyj@comic.com. You can also find me at MySpace. MySpace.com/crazyj13. On the show today, you can say, he's packed and full of weirdness for sure. And
what's
also,
that smell?
What's that smell?
Ooh, I know that smell.
You should know that smell. That's Mad Mike, my friends. Mad Mike is here.
Michael, you are farting.
Yeah. I'm aware of that.
You do realize this isn't a job at a morning radio show.
Yes, Mad Mike is here. He's currently taking care of a problem. And we'll be talking about that a little bit later. On, but he is here, and he's here to make us laugh. He's going to do some how-tos and much, much more. Also on the show, we have been waiting and waiting for this guy to come in. He is here. We are excited.
Oh, I can't believe it. I'm so excited.
Comedian Bobby Slayton is going to be here today to talk to us about his new show that he's got going on at the Tropicana Hotel. He was at the Hooters Hotel, and starting this week, he is at the Tropicana for an unlimited amount of time. He got the old Comedy Stop room, so we're looking forward to that. Plus, we're going to talk to him about his career and who knows what else, because the guy is off the wall. It's Bobby Slayton. Also on the show, we have got Not in the News News and the Crazy 8 Countdown, if you can believe it. I certainly can't. And we've got a very special Crazy 8 Countdown. I might have mentioned it last week that we're going to do the top 8 most annoying songs that I have ever played throughout the history of this show. And I got to tell you, it took me a little while to put the list together because there's quite a few songs that annoyed me. But they were popular and they got requested and people wanted to hear them. But to me, I've always found them to be a very annoying song. And so I put the list together. We'll have that. We've got the top 8 songs and much, much more. So if you're ready, my friend.
And now we may party.
Yeah, we're going to party. We're going to get things started with a little clip of our guest that is actually coming up here very, very shortly. It's Bobby Slayton from his CD, I Have Come for Your Children. Here's Bobby.
Get this at all. You know it's kind of sad too. You see these stories, if you watch the news, you see these stories every year, and I never saw this when I was a kid. And the old guy, when you were still alive, you probably never saw this either. You see these stories at least once a year where a guy kills his family and then himself. And everybody goes, why did he do that? Now, I'm not talking about the disgruntled employee. I'm not talking about the guy with bad teeth who's getting paid minimum wage, who works in a mailroom, who can't get pussy. That's a whole other story. And he finally gets fired for jacking off too much in the girls' room, and then they fire him, and he comes back, and he kills a warehouse manager. I'm not talking about that guy. I'm talking about the family man who went to church, who worked for a company for 30, 40 years, who was a Cub Scout leader and a soccer dad, and he just goes fucking nuts. And sadly enough, you hear these stories, and everybody goes, he was a great dad. He went to church. He was a community leader. He just went fucking crazy. No, he didn't. Let me tell you what happened to this guy. All right? I'm married for a long time. And yes, I'm as pussy whipped if I have to be. Marriage is compromise. Marriage is a job. A lot of young people don't know that. If I would have known that before I got married, I probably wouldn't have done it. Because once I got married, I hear all the time, you have to work at marriage. It's a job. What kind of job is this? There's no pay. There's no vacation. The more time you put in, the less benefits you get. And then you start looking at new pussy. What are you doing? I'm thinking about a second job. Hello? When I hear about a woman who sucks her husband's cock, I go, there's a fucking workaholic. That's my kind of life right there. What I'm saying is I'm pussy whipped. Then I do what I got to do. I get up in the morning. I make my daughter lunch. I take her to school. I wash the car. I do the grocery shopping. I wash the dishes. Occasionally, I make dinner. There's certain things I won't do. I won't make the fucking bed, and I won't do the laundry. Once a week, we have somebody actually doing the laundry, and when she doesn't come in, my wife goes, honey, can you help me with the laundry? No. I'll wear the same stuff over and over again, or I won't wear any underwear, or I'll just buy some. No. The same reason I won't make the bed. You never make the bed because I know in 12 hours it's going to look exactly like this. It's like washing your car in the rain. There's no point. Okay? But there are guys that eventually start doing everything. And there are certain things you got to give up. Maybe you can't smoke cigars in the house. Maybe you can't play golf. Maybe you can't run away to Vegas with your buddies. Okay? I understand. But what happens is, fellas, when you start compromising your ideals, and women know that they have the best of you, they get you doing more shit and more shit and more shit. And I see guys that are so fucking pussy whipped. I have friends that I went to high school with. And every year I see them. Every year they're married. And another year they can't do this. And they can't meet me somewhere. And they can't stay out late. And they can't play golf anymore. Okay? But all of a sudden, more and more. It's like the Chinese water torture test. You know what that is? Where they drip water on your head. Have you ever heard of that? And people go, how could that make you crazy? It's just a drip of water. That's not going to make you crazy. But every minute, for an hour, for a week, for a year, eventually it's like a fucking laser beam going through your goddamn fucking skull. And that's what happens to guys. You can't smoke cigars. You got to make the bed. You got to carry your wife's luggage. And eventually this guy goes fucking nuts and he kills his whole family and nobody knows why. That's why. Like I said...
La la la. what you're doing now, and when you're coming back.
Comedy show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. We are playing some music, making you laugh, and making you laugh indeed, because our co-host is here, Mr. Mad Mike.
What up, peeps?
I don't know if I should be wearing one of those masks that the tourists have been wearing, because they're afraid they're going to get the swine flu.
Oh, yeah, swine flu.
Or it's because you've been walking around farting all day. What the hell? Is it because I gave you Sunny D?
That Sunny D is just... it's just making me trip balls right now.
I mean, I stocked the fridge with all different kinds of flavors of Sunny D.
That's awesome.
So,
I'll tell you what, whatever flavor that one was, it smells like ass when it comes out the other end.
It wasn't the regular Sunny D?
I don't know what it was.
Really?
It was. I'm not sure.
You all hopped up on Sunny D, are
woo!
You?
I'm ready to, let's do this. Let's do this shit.
Well, please try to air out before Bobby Slayton comes in.
I will. I might have to walk out for a little bit. But
I'm excited. It's been a while since we've had a big name on the show. Bobby Slayton is gracing us with his presence. He is here to promote his new show over at the Tropicana Hotel starting Tuesday, May 5th.
Boy, is he moving up.
He is. He's gone from the Hooters. He's gone from the Hooters Hotel to the Tropicana. It's kind of like moving from your upstairs apartment to the downstairs apartment.
Yes,
really. This is much nicer. No, I think Bobby's done good with the room. It looks a lot different than when it was a comedy stop and stuff like that. So he's going to be here to talk to us. And I understand you have a how-to that might make him laugh or might shut him down. He might shut you down pretty fast.
I think there's a good chance of that. He might take offense to it right from the get-go. It just kind of depend on...
it's how to be a stand-up comic, right?
Yeah. So he might just want to tell me a thing or two about what it's really like.
Yeah, he might.
I think he might get all serious on...
So hopefully you have another one on backup, just in case.
I always do.
I want to thank you for introducing me to muttonbone.com. I checked out the site because you told me last week, it's going to be here in a couple of days. So I checked it out, emailed the guy, the president of the company, and said, hey, we got a radio show. Why don't you come on and talk about your product? And over here,
ta-da!
There she is.
That thing is awesome looking, too.
So, yeah,
it is huge.
For those
love sheep is gigantic.
Yeah, it is. I love you. And she's 3 feet. And we got some in the mail. We got some in the mail the other day. And we're going to be promoting it because he's actually going to be coming on next week to talk about the new website and the Lovu. And I think we should go around with, because he sent you one. It's not easy to blow up. Here's why it took a while to blow up. At first, I thought the tab where you blow the air into was like on the thigh. Even the inner thigh would have been all right. But as it got closer and closer and closer, it's right next to the butthole.
As it's getting
closer, your nose is going into the hole. So good job on that.
A plus.
But I'm excited because he is going to be here. It's going to be a good show. So we've got some how-tos.
We're going to try to start its own MySpace.
Are we?
I think we should. I think that would be classic. Take it to Scanlon's house.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that later. One of the things we've been doing on the show lately that has kind of caught on, a lot of people are enjoying it, are the 911 calls.
Oh, those are great.
Now, last week we did the big one where she called back three times because her roommate kept stealing her beer. Now, when you hear this, call, because I do have a couple, you might actually think this is the same woman.
Nice. Again, but I'll be like, what?
But it's not the same woman. It's completely different. And all I'm going to say is, it's about tacos. I figured you might like that one.
We had Taco Bell today.
We did. Here is what they call the 911 taco problem.
911, what's your emergency?
I need assistance at Jams, Lincoln, and Woodbury.
I know, what's
your problem? They give me my damn dollars. He wants to fix my taco. I'm going to have a ride in it. He's holding my dollar 10 cents.
Hold on. Slow down. What's going on? Hello?
What did I say?
I can't tell. You're yelling.
I need assistance. I want my dollar or my taco.
You're having a problem with the taco?
The owner, the proprietor here.
You're having a problem with the taco?
I am. The owner, bitch. Pardon me.
Excuse me?
I am upset.
I know. You have to calm down and kind of tell me what's going on here now.
If you don't listen to any goddamn thing I'm saying.
Are you drunk?
No, I am not a drunk.
Okay, then why don't you just start talking
a
little bit.
Mommy, you get your motherfucking ass over here. If I
slow down.
What?
I need some information from you, so slow down.
You bring your ass and get my motherfucking daughter out of here.
My ass is staying in the office here, so you need to...
You want to do the assistance to me?
So bring your ass down here. My ass is staying here in the office.
What was wrong with the taco?
The motherfucker refused to sell it to me.
He refused to sell you a taco?
He won't get any of my money back.
He took your money, but he won't give you a taco.
Yeah, my goddamn house is locked up, you motherfucking you. I got $1.75.
Me? Why are you calling me name?
Look, are you coming tonight?
As far as I'm concerned, you can have that taco.
I want my damn taco. What?
I said, as far as I'm concerned, you can have the taco.
Tell that bitch over here. How am I going to get to this level and get my money?
Okay. What's your name?
Antoinette.
Okay, what's your last name, Antoinette?
Jones.
Antoinette Jones.
Do people not realize they're calling the police, and they're just bitch ass?
He took your money, but he wouldn't give you your food.
That's correct.
That's not right. What's your date of birth?
I don't have to give you all that to come get my dollar. I'm upset.
You don't have to do anything if you don't want.
Well, then, goddamn it, assist me.
Calm down. I'm trying to get the info from you.
Motherfucker, you eating, aren't you? I'm not going to lie to shame it. This motherfucker's insulting me, and you are, too.
Antoinette?
Yeah.
Are you going to give me the information, or you just want to yell at me?
I just say what the fuck. You better come here and get my dollar out this basket.
Or else what?
Look, you refuse to help me?
No, I'm trying to get some information.
What the fuck do you want?
Where are you at right now?
What did I say? Where did I say I was?
I know, but where are you going to stay there, or are you going to go to your house?
Here. Don't come here, no nigger.
What?
Don't bring no nigger here.
Who's a nigger?
Look. Are you coming?
Are you calling me in?
No, I said don't bring no nigga here.
What does that have to do with this?
You come here.
Do you want? Are you saying you want a white deputy or what?
How long?
Are you saying you want a white deputy?
Exactly.
You don't want any
African
American deputy?
No, I don't.
Why is that?
Look.
That's awesome.
What in the hell? Please tell me they went down and arrested her ass.
Like, don't people realize that you're calling... You're
the police.
You're calling the police. You know, it's ridiculous.
What the heck? I seriously hope they arrested that lady. I hope that guy who didn't want to sell her taco slaps her with a taco. And this happens in Port St. Lucie, and we can talk about it next week.
It's not Port St. Lucie, unfortunately.
Oh, darn.
Now, this is a pretty funny one. It's not... terribly crazy, but what's funny about it is a little boy calls 911 because he needs help with his math problem.
Hey, you know what? It's an emergency.
And it's really funny because the mom's like, I said get help, but I didn't say call the police.
Yeah, I need some help.
What's the matter?
With my math.
With your mouth?
No, with my math. I have to do it. Will you help me?
Sure. Where do you live?
No, it's my math.
Yeah, I know it. Where do you live, though?
No, I want you to talk to me on the phone.
No, I can't do that. I can send someone else to help you.
Okay,
What kind of math do you have that you need help with?
I have takeaways.
Oh, you gotta do the takeaways?
Yeah.
Alright, what's the problem?
You have to help me with my math.
Okay. Tell me what the math is.
Okay. 16.
Yeah.
Take away 8.
Uh-huh.
Is what?
You tell me. How much do you think it is?
I don't know. 1?
No. How old are you?
I'm only 4.
4?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's another problem? That was a tough one.
Oh, here's one. 5 take away 5.
5 take away 5. And how much do you think that is?
5. Darling, what are you doing?
There's the mom. I didn't mean to believe.
They were playing on the phone.
And we're gonna play. Gotta play this one. It's one of the more classic ones that we've done. But we love this one so much. Here it is.
Well, that was the emergency.
Hi. I'm at the corner of Pleasant Hill and John Young Parkway. I'm in a Walgreens parking lot. And my car will not start. I'm locked inside my car. I cannot open my car.
I can't
get the windows down. Nothing electrical works. And it's getting very hot in here, and I'm not feeling well. I need some help.
You need a new brain.
Are you able to pull the lock up on the door and open the door? You should be able to just pull the lock up even if it's electrical.
I've tried. Okay. All right, I got that going. Okay.
So are you able to get out of the car now?
Yeah, I got the door open.
Okay.
Yeah, no matter how many times
I hear
that. All
right, I'll see if I can get AAA or something.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
All right, bye-bye.
You just made my day. That was just the funniest shit I done heard in a decade.
This is the greatest. It's so funny. Comedy show. I am your host, Crazy J. Mad Mike, sitting next to me.
Whoop, whoop.
You can email him at ihurtmyspleen@yahoo.com.
That's right. I check it all the time, bitches. I'm looking for you.
Give him some how-to suggestions,
you know,
stuff like that. You can also email me. It's crazyj@comic.com. Visit me at MySpace. It's all around.
Yeah, add us as friends. We'll be your friends.
Yeah, it's funny because last week you're like, Jay, are we going out? Are we going to get a table? I got some friends, you know? And I say no. I said no. It's on tape. I said, no, I'm not going. So we went to LAX.
Yeah, so we
got
to LAX.
And,
oh, God.
And, you said you weren't going to drink, so I said, "Well, then pick me up, so I don't have to, so I don't have to drive, right?"
Yeah, now, yeah.
You're like, "Yeah, not a problem. I've been through this before because my other friend is a shitty designated driver because she too began to drink, and I look over at you, and you have this drink, and I go, "What?" You're like, "One's not going to kill me."
Yeah.
And then two sips, maybe three sips in, the host walks by, and you're like, yeah, can I get a couple orders of Jaeger shots, please? And the fun begins. And then we spend the majority of the night dancing out on the dance floor yeah. with Crystal and Mark and a bunch of other other friends. And then we get shit-faced, and we're yeah. walking through the casino.
That was awesome.
Where you won $22
Woo!
On the dollar machine. But you
coins.
Were but you were so surprised because it still dispensed coins.
That's right.
And you're like, I'm rich. And so I took this picture of you holding the coins by your crotch.
Isn't it weird how all the pictures wind up like near my crotch?
Yes.
It's really awkward.
And so then we go and get some food at McDonald's. Where you're secretly stealing ketchup because you think you can get away with it.
I what?
Yeah. When? When you're over there, you're like, you tiptoe over to the fucking ketchup
right.
dispenser. And then, the night after we sober up about an hour and a half later.
I had a bag on my head, too.
Oh, yeah, there's pictures. If they, you can find them if you look through the pictures of mine on MySpace under the Nights at LAX or something like that. You'll see them.
Yeah, they're there.
But, yeah, he had a McDonald's mask on. It was, humorous, but after we sober up for like an hour and a half at McDonald's, just chilling and talking,
yep.
he said, "That's it. Just not gonna drink anymore."
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and I think what that and you're like, "It's fun. Don't get me wrong. I like it. I'm done."
Dude, because it kills me the next day. It kills me.
It's not the drinking that kills you. It's
mean?
The dancing. You get so fucked up. Literally, so drunk, you have no idea the shit you're doing out there.
I guess, dude, because
yeah.
I
mean, it's just, it's not that it's, because you didn't honestly drink that much when we went out.
I think it just hit me hard for some reason. I don't know. I think I drank too much too fast.
It was the immediate shot of Jaeger.
And then the next immediate shot of Jaeger.
Grant you, I love it, and I have it. Kept here in the fridge, so it's nice and cool. So whenever, you know, you're doing the show, you're like, hey.
Let's do this.
Let's just bust out that Jaeger.
Yeah. Some Sunny D.
Some Sunny D.
And Jaeger. Oh, God, I'm going to vomit already.
But it was fun. I mean, we have a good time every time we go out. You know, it's a good activity.
We go out there and it's like, bam!
Yeah.
We're having a good time.
It is a lot of fun. A lot of people listened to the show last week, leaving Springfield, left some comments. We haven't found the mittens
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, I don't know where those mittens are.
We're still looking for them.
You didn't happen to fist a sheep, did you? Because I ain't looking there.
So, so we have, it's amazing. If you guys go to my MySpace page and click on Rockin' Comedy Pictures and the last page, you'll see this blow-up sheep.
It's huge.
And,
I was really shocked.
We've decided that we're going to do, you know, like, we're going to take it different places. Mike's got one, too, so we'll have two. And I'm thinking, you know, we'll take it downtown Fremont Street, you know, take
yeah,
a picture
yeah.
of it,
yeah.
you know.
Hoover Dam.
That would be funny. That would be worth the 45-minute trip down there to the dam. Take it to Red Rock Canyon.
There you go. Bonnie Springs.
Yeah.
The petting zoo.
Yeah, that would be really funny.
We're getting kicked out of, like, every major hot spot in Vegas.
You can't have that in here. Why?
It's not real. I'm not going to violate it now.
I'm just getting it ready for later.
Yeah, we're just getting started.
So I've put it on the two couches because, you know, Bobby Slayton's going to be sitting there, and I wanted to stare at him. I want to see if it's actually going to intimidate him.
Yeah. he's pretty irreproachable, though, so we'll see.
Yeah, he's a good guy, and we're looking forward to it. That's going to be coming up in just a little while. And so you want to be a guest DJ for a little bit, play some music? You haven't done that in a while.
It's been a while. You know, I didn't bring my music.
Well, there's a whole stack of shit behind you.
It's not my music, okay? The whole point of being a guest DJ is to be able to bring your own music.
Right, but there's stuff I've played that you might want to hear and just, you know, do it.
Sure. Why don't you play...
Baby Bumps? Oh, that's great.
Sure. Baby Bumps. Why don't you play... Rainbows and Leprechauns.
Well, we don't have that record. You want to do it again?
Rainbows and waterfalls and leprechauns with gold bell buckle shoes.
Oh, my God.
I remember the whole thing. Yep. Thank you.
You are welcome.
I'll be here all night, ladies and gentlemen. Try the veal. It's made from baby cow. All right.
Baby cow.
What is this?
This is something I do want to point out. The other night when we went out, it was the first time I've been to Mad Mike's Realm.
Oh, yes.
I'm not officially allowed to talk about the guy anymore.
Yeah.
But we know about him, and I've been to the realm.
You've been there.
I've taken pictures.
It's actually a badass setup when you look at it.
It
67-inch plasma.
Look, it's
HD,
it's
LP,
not that it's PSD, look.
Xbox,
don't get me wrong. The setup is not bad. It's the idea that he's 43.
I know.
All right, and so, and that's fine.
And the just amount of shit that's in that house is just ridiculous.
And so I get worried because I mean you have the double-edged friggin' mm-hmm. Darth Maul lightsaber in the house.
Yeah, you saw that. Oh
yeah. there's all kinds of stuff. I don't know how many white boxes of comic books you have, but...
There's definitely a lot there.
There's a lot.
More than I've been alive, I think.
but this kind of fits in with that, because all the little things that are around the house...
The medieval feudal things.
I don't want to make him mad. That's why I won't talk about him anymore, because he'll either hurt you or he'll hurt me.
You're right, yeah, we don't need either.
So, out of Panama City Beach, Florida, authorities say a Panama City Beach motel guest tried to scare off deputies with a medieval battle axe, a knife, and a long sword.
Whoa!
The Bay County Sheriff's Office reports that deputies responded to the Stingray Motel after management called 911 to complain that a guest was acting strange.
You think?
They immediately knew something was peculiar when he checked in with a battle axe, knife, and long sword. When a deputy stepped out of his patrol car, officials say 33-year-old Terrence Krosky threw a battle axe. And then
Threw it.
Whoa. Yeah, threw a battle axe and a 6-inch knife through the window of the motel room.
Holy shit.
Deputies say Krosky then pulled out a broadsword and locked himself in the bathroom. When deputies finally got into the bathroom, they were like, "What the fuck you been drinking, Sunny D?"
Seriously. That's some crazy shit, man.
When they got into the bathroom, they say Krosky was unconscious. The man was taken to a nearby hospital. Officials say Krosky will be charged with aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer. And there's a picture of the battle axe right there.
That's a badass looking battle axe.
Yeah, I thought you might have one at your house.
We might actually.
But yeah, it's an interesting setup. The little miniatures and
the thousands of miniatures, plastic computer, you name it. There's everything there.
Everything. The TV's nice though.
Oh, the TV's great, man.
The TV's gorgeous. Yeah.
I mean, I could stay forever for the TV. Between that and, I got that Wii in there is mine.
But now, something intrigued me that your brother told me about.
Oh, yeah?
And I said, he goes, why don't you ask him about it? I said, well, I'll ask him about it when we're doing the show.
All right, let's lay it
on. So I can get the natural response. Because I don't know really how well you are into the games that you play. Sometimes you may want to play, sometimes you do not.
Yeah.
But I understand, Mr. Michael, that you got into some sort of a heated argument with your friend.
Oh, dude, yeah. I got mad. I was mad. Me mad is not a pretty thing, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm so happy-go-lucky and such a small, light little guy, but I'm like Darth fucking Vader when I get angry.
Right.
I come down on people like a shipwreck house. That's exactly what I did was... You know, we're just going through us. I just farted. Oh,
right, we can hear it on the mic. Just you don't have to point it out. It's not a mouse, people.
It is not a mouse, and it is just as deadly as that battle axe. Let me tell you. It was all over torture. That was the funniest part, you know. And so I thought of something clever. I was rolling with it, and then Roland, one of my really big buddies, I don't know. He just, like, I don't know. I felt like I offended him, or he just decided that something was a certain way and just wasn't going to change, and he just wanted to, I don't know. He got so matter of fact, and that was that, and that was the end of the story. And Brent kind of, just the way Brent tried to add in and barge in on the situation, I really felt like I was getting tag teamed. So eventually I just stopped playing ice, and I laid myself out in line, and I kind of scared Roland a little bit, but...
And you peed in his mouth.
I did. Yes, I did. But no, I mean, yeah, I got to... You know what it is? Because, you know what, the thing is, I don't mind playing. I like to play, and not all the time, but I mean, they're a little more...
Into it,
maybe, than I am now. Maybe I was when I was a kid, but now, you know, I like it for the character, you know... It's like acting, you know? It's like acting, only obviously you don't get paid. But other than that, though, it's good to help work on characters and work with just interaction in that sense. And I like that. And I don't like it, though, when they take it to that extreme. They take it to that extreme when I'm trying to just chill and have fun. And, you know, I'm half asleep half the time anyway because I don't like waking up in the morning. They always want to play in the morning, morning being 11 o'clock. I'm already cranky. I already didn't eat good. I'm just, you know, I'm already in a bitchy ass mood, you know, and then it was just downhill from there.
I just thought it was pretty funny. He was telling me, and he kind of whispered it because I don't think he wanted me to know, and yeah. It was just kind of like, ooh.
Yeah, like I said, dude, me getting angry is really rare. Me going off on somebody is really rare. So when it happens, it's a big thing over there.
And also, some stuff that has happened this week is, a performer here on the Strip, Danny Gans, just, died in his sleep. And, I think,
I think he's just on a vacation.
The funny thing is the guest that you had, right?
Yeah.
The day after he passes away,
yeah.
Comes
like,
up.
I swear there's somebody that just passed away, yeah? I was like, yeah, sir, that was Danny Gans. Oh, but he's in your book. I said, well, yes, sir, but, I mean, this just recently happened. He's like, I know, but it says Roy that he's got a show at 7 o'clock. And I was like, well, I could sell you a ticket, but I don't think he's going to show. They actually laughed. They thought it was really funny, so that was good. But I would have sold them a ticket. I feel like this is the last ticket ever for the show. Yeah,
hold on to it. It's going to be something. If he shows up, it's going to be something great.
Yeah, that's going to be a real kicker.
But, yeah, I mean, what are you doing over there?
I thought I was going to lay a good one. I was going to give it to you on that you could have it like as a MIDI or something.
I'm glad you have to smell that mic when you're done.
Yeah. It don't smell great.
That was kind of shocking news. This show was pretty entertaining. And
which show?
Danny Gans. And I just think it was funny that they were,
Steve Weirich bring his grandma back from the grave in his show?
Yes.
What if he just get Danny Gans? He could bring Danny Gans back.
I just think it's kind of funny, you know. They don't understand. Like, the book is written from this date to this date.
Yeah, it was very inconsiderate of him.
Yeah, you know. Like, he didn't give us advance notice, you know, on the 1st of May.
Yeah, I'm totally going to croak, guys.
That's it. You know, I want out of the magazine. You know, so that was kind of shocking news. It did take a lot of the entertainers... By storm, that happened.
He was a cool guy, too.
He was a lot of fun when you got to actually talk to him and stuff like that. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Woo-hoo!
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got some craziness, some music, some off-the-wallness.
Schlongy.
And Bobby Slayton.
Pickles.
Bobby Slayton's going to be here. It's going to be awesome. We'll be back right after this.
All right.
Second floor, food court, burrito barn, house of dairy, broccoli palace. Oh, good afternoon, Mr. Cheesecutter. How was your lunch?
On top with some extra spice. Lots of extra spice. Out there in the bathroom where the air gets heavy. Sat on a cold seat, thought I was ready. Working out crosswords and reading the news. Working on a bowel move. Trying to move some back upside through food. Working on a bowel move. And it was taking time.
was up last night trying to make some thunder. How long would it take? I sat and wondered. Started reading a magazine from 1962. And I'm waiting on a bowel move. Cause I'm all bound up from cheese that's turned to glue. Praying for a bowel move. And I'm out of paper again. Bowel move. Ooh. Ain't it funny how it takes so much time for a bowel move? I wanna remember, I wanna remember, I wanna remember. I should've brought my camera. Oh, oh.
So there they were, in the dark and creepy old house. They turned around and...
When storyteller Kelly Martin and the Florida Family Partnership sponsor an overnight hike for sixth grade girls, there's one goal.
It's the old man's ghost!
She scares them, just for fun. Because kids who have something to do are less likely to do drugs. And whether you're a good storyteller or a good listener, a little of your time can make a lifetime of difference to a kid. So if you can spare an hour or two, there's probably already a drug prevention program that you can join. You don't need special skills.
You can just have fun.
Yeah!
And when you give a little of your time,
you can keep a kid off drugs.
To find out more about community drug prevention groups and how you can help, call toll-free 1-877-KIDS-313, 1-877-KIDS-313, or log on to www.youcanhelpkids.org.
I can keep a kid off drugs.
A public service message from the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
I'm sick of dealing with you. I'm sick of...
I work 6 days a week. Who do you think you
Stand
are?
Straight.
Don't you ever talk back to me again! You just shut up!
What a child learns about violence...
What are you crying about, little brat?
A child learns for life.
Central. We have suspects from earlier assault in custody. Male, 15 years of age.
Teach carefully. We're ACT, adults and children together, against violence. And if you're a parent or caregiver... We can help you teach your child how to rise above violence, not succumb to it. Visit actagainstviolence.org for details or call 877-ACT-WISE for a free brochure. Call today, 877-ACT-WISE, and stop violence before it starts. This message brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Psychological Association, and the National Association for the Education of Young Children.
Mr. Crazy J.
I thought you were crazy.
This is the crazy man.
Liquored up on the weekends, drinking like a fool, chasing Cuervo shooters with anything that's cool. All the girls got pretty. All the guys were pals, sucking down the barley, tipping over cans. Then Johnny got a D-wee, Joey lost his wife, Mikey rolled his pickup, and punched Barney Fife. And the East End turned yellow, right, you got the shakes. Life ain't been this sober since our ride days were fake. All my favorite drunks are giving up drinking. They're cheating on our lives with Betty Ford. Well, they've all been raising hell since the teacher turned 12. And all my favorite drunks are giving up drinking. Johnny's in recovery. Joey's in AA. Crying out at Silver Mills, the A. Hey, Andy calls his sponsor, Roger Craig's his yards, with every everybody quitting if Jimmy made a start. All my favorite drunks are giving up drinking. And they're cheating on our lives with Betty Ford. Well, they've all been raising hell since their teeth have turned to 12. And all my favorite drunks are giving up drinking. Bars while their neighbors are getting painter, but 10 of them 12 drink covers make me the designated drinker. All my favorite drunks have given up drinking. Now they were cheating on our lives with Betty Ford. Well, they've all been raising hell since the teams have turned to 12. And all my favorite drunks have given up drinking. Drunks have given up drinking. So they were cheating on our lives with Betty Ford.
Betty Ford.
Well, they've all been raising hell since the things kept turning to 12. And all my favorite drunks have given up drinking.
Beautiful world. I like swimming in the sea. I like to go out beyond the white breakers, where a man can still be free, or a woman if you are one. I like swimming in the sea. My, 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 it's a beautiful world. I like drinking Irish tea with a little bit of lapsang souchong. I like making my own tea. My, 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 it's a beautiful world. I like driving in my car. I roll the top down. Sometimes I travel quite far. Drive to the ocean. Stare up at the stars. I like driving in my car. All around is anger. Automatic guns. Death in large numbers, no respect for women or our little ones. I tried talking to Jesus, but he just put me on hold. Said he'd been swamped by calls this week and he could not shake his cold. And still this emptiness persists. Perhaps this is as good as it gets. When you've given up the drink and those nasty cigarettes, now leave the party early, at least with no regrets. I watch the sun as it comes up, I watch it as it sets. Yeah, this is as good as it gets. Oh my, 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 it's a beautiful world. I like sleeping with Marie. She is one sexy girl, full of mystery. She says she doesn't love me, she likes my company. For now that's good enough for me. Oh my, 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 it's a beautiful world. I like swimming in the sea. I like
got to go out beyond the white breakers, where a man can still be free, or a woman if you are one. I like swimming in the sea.
You are listening to the Rock and Comedy Show, and I am your host, Crazy Jay. Yes, my... I don't know if they heard that, but my dog, Napoleon, is up here, and he's snoring like a mother.
Dude, he's a huge dog. He's as big as a sheep.
He might be.
Yeah.
But he is just snoring like crazy, and so...
And he's like, we just told him to stop. Everything was calm. We turned everything back on. He just right from the beginning, dude.
Awesome, awesome. So it is the Rotten Comedy Show. Make sure you visit the website. There's going to be some video up there. Rock God's been coming around to videotape some more stuff, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, Rock God, he's cool.
Speaking of the blow up sheep.
Yeah, let's talk about blowing up sheep.
How about a sex doll threesome?
Whoa.
And it's really funny the way that this is headlined, because it says sex doll threesome, man gets off. Well, with three blow up dolls, god damn it, I hope he does.
Yeah, seriously. If it said the blow up dolls get off, that'd be really weird.
George Bartusik, who got freaky with two blow-up dolls in a grocery store parking lot, won't do jail time. That's right, he won't do jail time, a judge has ruled. Bartusik was let off with 6 months of probation for his open-air synthetic threesome.
Wow.
I've never heard of that. Open an open-air synthetic threesome in a public parking lot in Cape Coral.
Why would he do it in a parking lot?
I'm telling you, when I retire, I am moving to Florida.
Dude, the weirdest fucking shit happens there. Always.
Stunned onlookers seen the 51-year-old...
51? He's not even young, dude.
Stunned onlookers had seen the 51-year-old inappropriately touching his companions.
Stacy and Martha.
In plain sight. One person says, as I walked by, I saw this guy with two blow-up dolls, kissing them and bouncing them and trying to get people's attention, said a female witness.
Oh, my God.
It's just crazy, you know? And I'm here with my daughter, and she couldn't believe what we were seeing, added another witness. Bartusik, like his blow-up friends. Like his blow-up friends, stayed silent as he left court after the sentencing the other day, refusing to answer any reporters' questions. Charged with breach of peace and trespassing, Bartusik was facing a year in jail for his escapade. Now he'll likely have to go to the Winn-Dixie for groceries. The judge told him he wasn't welcome back at the public store.
Gee, I wonder why.
Now, speaking of public, I guess it's a popular store in Florida. Maybe like a Smith's or something out here.
Public is actually a store name.
Yeah, it's spelled P-U-B-L-I-X, public.
Weird.
Yeah, but...
if I lived there, I'd totally get rid of the L.
And you'll be glad to know that it's in Port St. Lucie as well.
Oh, God.
A man who apparently drank blackberry wine while cruising through public on an electric cart was arrested after leaving without paying. According to a recent released arrest affidavit, Joseph Lenardi, 68, reportedly also said he took a bite out of a candy bar at about 11:45 a.m. in the store. An employee reportedly spotted Lenardi.
Charlie Murphy can buy a new couch.
With a bottle of wine in front of his electric car. You know, the story would be a lot funnier if it said, Scanlon
In his wine.
Scanlon.
Achilles, this old guy just riding around.
Yeah, in an electric cart.
Just fucking getting drunk.
Through the aisles of the store. An employee reportedly spotted him with a bottle of wine in the front of his electric cart. The bottle was 3/4 full.
Damn, dude.
As Leonardi rounded the next corner, it was no longer in the cart.
No. And how full was it?
The employee said the bottle was half full.
He went through a quarter of a wine in one turn. He was gulping.
Yeah,
he was like, they're on
to
me.
It's just funny. They have dot, 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 dot to emphasize, you know, the pause. The employees found the bottle, dot, 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 half full, dot, 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 on the next aisle. Asked if he drank the wine, Leonardi allegedly asked the employee, what are you going to do, call the cops? And I have that 911 call. I'm just kidding. Leonardi also reportedly said he took a bite out of the candy bar, and investigators took the bottle and wrapper into evidence.
As evidence.
A deputy who saw Leonardi's vehicle near Kettleman Road stopped Leonardi. He said he was coming from public and had opened some blackberry wine. He said he didn't like it and put it back on the shelf. Leonardi faces 2 counts of larceny.
Didn't like the candy bar either, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Guess not.
It was gross.
No, sir. I didn't like it.
But he didn't say what kind of candy bar it was.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of...
Not a very good report.
Not very good, yeah.
They need to. They said blackberry wine.
Yeah. No, wait, you can make wine out of blackberries?
I guess you can make wine out of just about anything.
Really?
Well, Jesus turned water into wine.
Yeah, I know, right? What about Krispy Kreme? We got some of those laying around. Literally, laying around.
Yeah, I want to thank you to, you tell me, Jay, you know, we're gonna lose some weight. We're gonna go to the gym. And I go to the gym, and then you come in here with a freaking dozen freaking Krispy Kreme donuts. We go to freaking Taco Bell. We go to Burger King. We eat at McDonald's. What is this shit? It's not helping me, but I have actually lost 16 pounds.
Look at that. Oh, it's working. A little reverse psychosis.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but...
Which reminds me, tomorrow, I'm going to do a little legs.
Yeah, we're so down. I'm down.
And then Monday, we'll hit upper body again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Working it. Yeah, working yeah, it, guys. Yeah, yeah, working yeah, it. Yeah, 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 yeah. We got some more rockin' tunes hitting you, and Bobby Slayton.
More gas coming your way?
Probably, too. And Bobby Slayton is on his way. So we'll be back right after this.
People gonna rise up and get their Hey, this is Brian Regan, and you are listening to The Crazy J Show.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. Not quite sure where the co-host went.
It doesn't matter. We don't need a co-host because our very special guest tonight is Bobby Slayton, the Pitbull of comedy. Bobby, you know, opens up this week at the Tropicana Hotel. Bobby's been doing stand-up comedy for over 30 years. Bobby's one of our favorite comics. You've seen him in the Rat Pack, the movie Dreamgirls. Bobby's had a Showtime special, HBO. He was on Mind of the Married Man. He's been in Bandits. He's done so many things. We're lucky to have him today in Jay's parents' basement. Wayne's World. You know, this, you know what's about the,
I don't need
this,
to.
This is like when Hogan's Heroes broadcast out of the bunker. You remember that show? They were down underneath the ground. This is so cool.
Yeah, we're up here on the 44th floor. It's pretty awesome.
I'll tell you what's cool about this, Jay. What's really, keep the camera on me. Everybody knows this is his show. He's on all the time. He's going to take half this out anyway. What's really great about doing this is that over the years, you know, radio has become so restrictive and has become so. I mean, you know, starting, I guess, with that Janet Jackson with the, you know, the wardrobe was, you know, malfunction. And then between, you know, all these stations, all these channels, you know, Clear Channel, everybody's so uptight about any kind of reference on the radio. This is actually refreshing. I'm just going to say, fuck, for no reason. I don't need to, but just to know I can.
There's always a reason for it.
Yeah.
We like it.
Cool.
But Bobby, you've got the new show happening this week at the Tropicana.
Yeah, I mean it's funny because God, I was up at 5:30 this morning, hanging pictures. You know, if people could see. You ever take people a little video tour of your pad here?
Yeah, we've got pictures up all over the place.
Well, it's cool because you have that giant. Here's the one thing about great thing about not being married. And by the way, with all this crap here, you never will be married. But I'm sure that's fine. But you know, the giant Jason with a hatchet. All the monsters, you know, as soon as I walked in, I felt very comfortable. Not only do you have great dogs, but you had the Jason, you had, you know, Leatherface. I love that stuff. My wife, see, in my house, I have one room where I get to keep all my monster stuff and all my music stuff. And I took most of it and I put it over to Tropicana, you know, because when people come to the showroom, you know, it was, for those Vegas people that are listening, you know, the comedy stop at the Trop was there for 20 years. And they kicked those guys out. I don't want to go into what happened between them, but, you know, the place is kind of run down. You know, it was a banquet room. Then Rodney Dangerfield came in, and Rodney turned it into his own. Is that your co-host? Where the fuck have you been, douchebag? We're almost done. You're fired.
He's running around.
Okay, you stay out there. Get lost. Anyway, so, you know, it started out as a banquet room over at the Tropicana, and then they, you know, Rodney Dangerfield came in. Then Rodney left. The Comedy Stop at the Trop took it over about 15 or 20 years. And then they kicked the Comedy Stop out. And now I'm turning it back into a banquet room. So if any of you ladies want to have any kind of a garden club there, or you want to do a bar mitzvah. Oh, by the way, and it's called Bobby's Room. They couldn't call it. They were going to call it the Bobby Slayton Theater or the Bobby Slayton Showroom. You can't use the word theater or showroom. Because if you do that, then there's like 12 more union guys you got to get involved. So Bobby Slayton's Room. It's kind of cool, you know, when you go over to the Trop, my name's up on the billboard. You know, they have the Sopranos Last Supper. You know, when the Follies Bergère left, does this guy have to shut the fuck up? Can I get one word in? When the Follies left, you know, they wanted to put some more entertainment in this. So they brought in the Sopranos Last Supper. They brought in this, you know, Dirty Hypnotist show, which is supposed to be great.
He and is pretty funny, actually.
Yeah, I heard those guys are great. And then they brought in me. And it's so funny, just today, they got rid of the Comedy Stop at the Trop signs, and it says Bobby's Room. Or, you know, or the Bobby Slate Room. And it's just so funny because I remember as a kid, always getting punished, getting sent to my room. My mother said to me, if you keep getting D's in school, you're going to go nowhere. You're going to wind up in your room for the rest of your life. And here I am, Bobby's Room. It's crazy.
They're treating you good, though. So, I mean, it's got to be a
I haven't started yet.
It's got to be a way better stage than what you had at Hooters.
Well, you know, you were at Hooters. You right. know, you know, to give Hooters some credit, you know, what's really cool is that Hooters Casino, you know, which used to be, what was it again? It was, what was it called?
Which one?
Before Hooters.
Oh, the San Remo.
San Remo. It's kind of a dump. And the Hooters came in, and you know, it's the same as any Hooters you go to anywhere in the country except with gambling. But, you know, they turned the martini bar. You're banned from the show. You can't talk. Your microphone's off. I'd stay it off. You can ask me one question at the end, and it better be a good one, motherfucker. Anyway, so what they did was the Hooters, you know, they had a martini bar. And my stage is like 12 feet high, but it was a bar up there. And they had a band playing in the background. They have so many posts to get in the way. I mean, they did a pretty good job with the room considering what they had to work with. You know. And they didn't want to shell out a lot of money for maitre d's and doormen and all that stuff. But we're going to do that over to Trump. So it should be pretty cool.
Yeah. I think it's going to be awesome. I think it's a good move.
Well, I don't really have a lot of competition there, Carter. You know, yeah, Lance Burt at your hotel. He's still there, right?
Right.
And that's not competition for me. I certainly. And you got
Carrot Top. He's not funny.
Huh? No. Well, then Louis Anderson goes on, I think, at 7 o'clock at night. Right. You know? And then there's Defending the Caveman, which is like a show for couples, which brings couples together, where my show will tear couples apart.
Yes, I was just going to say.
You've seen my show before.
Oh, of course, several times.
There's more of a need for that, I think.
What? Tearing couples apart?
Absolutely.
Well, you know what it is? It's not tearing couples apart so much. It's that, you know, I can't tell you how many guys have taken their girlfriends to my show on a first date, how many emails I get from guys going, you know, I met this woman, and I took her to your show, and she wasn't laughing, especially at the blowjob stuff, and I knew I'd never date her again, and you told me from on stage, Bobby, get rid of her. I mean, I there's so many examples of guys that have emailed me, and, but then again, I've seen guys go, hey, she's great, you should keep her, you know, she's really hot, she gives good head. You know, and so I'm like the evil Dr. Phil. But you know, who was it? Oh, Jake Weber, who's on the show Medium. Jake and I did a show years ago called Modern Day the Married Man and with Mike Binder. And it was on HBO between The Sopranos and Curb Your Enthusiasm. And nobody saw it, which is weird because it was on between these two great shows. And Jake told me that he used to use my first CD, Raging Bully, as a barometer when he would date girls. He'd put it out of the car, and if they didn't like it, he knows they weren't the girl for him. The fact that Bobby Slate using me as some kind of sex meter or relationship odometer or whatever you want to call it, but the fact that I have that kind of power, he said, yeah, I did some really cool chicks because of you.
Well, outside of your stand-up, a lot of people don't know that you've done quite a bit of film work.
Yeah, but you know what's really funny? I've done about 12,
like
13
porn?
Movies.
Huh? Like porn?
This is why you're banned from the show. Okay.
She wanted to know.
You know, speaking of porn, you know, Ryan Jeremy, you know, I've done a lot of movies, but, you know, I posted the AVN Awards here in Vegas about 3 times. You know, the Adult Video News Awards for people who don't know what that is. But the few times I did it, I remember I did a joke, and Ryan Jeremy asked me if he could have it because he's doing stand-up now. But the joke was, you mentioned porn, is that, you know, you call them porno actors. You know, these guys are nailing hot chicks, different chicks every night, getting paid for it. I could do the same woman all the time, pretend I like it. I'm your fucking actor. Here's your actor, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, it's funny, too, because I was wondering if I could do porno. I'm a little old for it now.
I feel like porno shorts, you know. I don't think I can go as long as those guys do, but a good 30, 40 second clip, yeah, I'm down.
You know, it's funny, too. I got one friend in the industry who comes to my house once in a while. And my wife and daughter, when my daughter was little, you know, we just knew it was Uncle Benny. And I never told my wife and kid what he did. You know, he was a bartender. You know, I mean, he's a pretty famous porno star. And they had no idea what he did. And so one day my wife's having some friends over, and one of her friends recognized me and goes, "Hey, that's so-and-so, the porno star." And my wife goes, "I didn't know Benny did porno." And I go, "Yeah, yeah." And my daughter, who was like 10 or 11 at the time, she didn't really care. But he comes over with a porno. See, this is where women, you get this double standard. So one day he comes up, we're having a little barbecue at the house, and a bunch of people over. And he comes over with this really hot porno chick. And at the end of dinner, when everybody's leaving, he gives my daughter a big hug and kiss. He gives my wife a big hug and kiss because we look at him as Uncle Benny. And then I go over to hug the chick and give her a kiss. And my daughter goes, "That's disgusting. Why can't I hug the porno chick? And you're only 11, you can hug the porno star." It's not right.
That's what she's saying.
It's just not right. It's not right at all.
So with you having your own room here at the Tropicana,
right.
I mean, that obviously cuts out the touring, or do you still do that?
No, I'm here full time. You know, it's interesting, because when I was at Hooters for 2 years, I was there 5 days out of the week. So I was only home Mondays and Tuesdays. And I use that every Monday and Tuesday to just be home, you know, just drive back and fly back to L.A. and stay home. But what's really cool now is I have my own room, and it's a Bobby Slayton room, and me and my partner, Bill Volkner, are going to produce a couple of shows at 6 o'clock and 10 o'clock. We're going to put on a couple other shows. But until we do, I start May 5th, which is Tuesday, and I'm going to be there 6 days out of the week. You know, they want to be 7 days. And I go, "I got to get home. I got a dog. You know, I got to see my boy." Yeah. My daughter's 20. She doesn't care.
Somebody's going to shave
it. Oh, this is the last time you're doing the show.
Oh, no. There's more.
Now you're
that's why Siegfried had Roy taking care of
Bill also produces the Vinny Favorito show, right? Vinny Favorito?
Bill Volkner, my partner, does Vinny's show. Vinny's doing great over at the
Vinny's
Flamingo.
Funny.
Yeah, he's Vinny's really good. Guy. But he's not me. So let's talk about me.
Let's talk about you some more.
Did Vinny come over here to Wayne's World Basement? Did Vinny come over here to do your show?
No. He's a douchebag. No, I'm just kidding.
So what exactly does this guy do? You said your co-host, but he doesn't say a word.
Yeah, he's...
He doesn't even get close enough to the microphone.
He's trying to catch up to figure out what we've been talking about.
I'm coming current. What's up, sheep? It's my first time seeing the sheep.
Doesn't that bother you, the blow-up sheep?
There's a giant blow-up sheep. Can you get a shot of it? Does it bother me? No.
It's from a company called MuttonBone.com.
What does Mutton Bones do?
They specialize in the love yous right there that you see. And
with specials in what?
They specialize in making the love yous right there.
Well, who would want this? What would you do with this?
Well, Scottish people that live in America where there's no sheep.
I got you.
Isn't she cute with her little leggings? And
you know, in a town like Vegas where you can have blow-up girls and you can, you know, the blow-up sheep, but it's cute. I like it.
Yeah, but it's so they sent some to us, and the guy's going to be on next week to talk to us about it. We just thought we'd try and intimidate you by setting it next to you.
Yeah,
we'll find out later.
Yeah, it doesn't really. It's cool, doesn't it? But anyway, so let me put out to the few people that listen to your show, and I'm sure there's thousands of them. You know, when I was over at Hooters, you know, they're paying me a salary, which, by the way, nobody in the strip in the last 20 years, as far as comedians, you know, George Wallace, Rita Rudner, Vinny Favorito, you know, Carrot Top, Louie, none of them get a salary. They all four-wall the room. And for people not in showbiz, you know, you got to pay for the room, you got to pay for the bartenders, got to pay for, you know, if you don't make any money, you don't make any money. So this is the first time I four-walled the room. And I could have gone back out on the road and made decent money, but I was just sick of traveling. And I could have gone back out and auditioned for TV shows and movies. There's not that many things to do out there. I mean, you know, people who watch television, if you look at it, there's not that many, you know, there's so much reality crap. And if you go to the movies, there's a lot of movies, but it's mostly, you know, for the younger people, and it's a lot of, you know, I mean, you look at a lot of movie stars now started getting into television shows. You know, you looked at the, I mean, there's so many of them, James Woods, Jimmy Smith, you know, it goes on and on, you know, how many guys have done started going to television, and I don't need to compete with those guys. And you know what it is, too, is that acting's great because it puts asses in seats for clubs and theaters. And it, one of the reasons I like to act is, like Kevin Pollak, my friend. Kevin Pollak's a decent impressionist, a good comic, and nobody would know who Kevin Pollak is if he didn't do, like, 60 movies. And even though people, if they don't know the name, you Google Kevin, you've seen him in so many films. So, you know, when you do movies and TV, it really helps sell tickets. You know, my buddy John Lovitz, who's in my video, you know, Lovitz is a decent comic. You know, he was a great comic actor, but, you know, he packs New Orleans because everybody knows him from SNL, and he's always funny in the movies. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, I'm thinking about, in July, me and Lewis Black are taping a TV special, and I'm doing something, a few other little things, but for the most part, I'm going to be here for at least 6 months to a year, six nights a week. Over at the Trop, you know, but you know, and everybody said, "Wow, it's so tough. You're working 6 nights a week. What do you guys work? 5 days a week, 6 days a week?
Yeah.
And you work 8 to 10 hours a day, huh?
We try not to, especially.
Well, I can tell this guy probably gets nothing done.
Yeah,
I can tell.
But, on purpose. You should see what I do on accident.
Yeah. But I work like an hour a night, and if you want to really even call it work, you know, it's basically just, you know.
Well, you love what you do, right?
Huh?
You love what you do?
I love what I do, but you know, it's funny. It's been, when I was on the road, I took 2 months off, you know, between Hooters and here. I had 2 months off where I went to work on the road, and it was great to get back out there because, you know, when you're in one place for too long, you tend to stagnate. I mean, I was writing new jokes, but when you go on the road, when you're on a plane, you're checking into a hotel, you're walking through a different city, you're reading different newspapers.
Making love to a sheet?
Can you just turn his mic off? Totally. You see why Tina got rid of Ike? You don't need him. You see why Sears got rid of Roebuck? Roebuck, you didn't need him. It wasn't important.
Hey, Kool-Aid needed Atari, okay?
That's right.
Well, I'm sure it's something you did. Yeah, but anyway, so you know, it's great to be back here, and I don't work on the road anymore. And, you know, just I have an apartment right around the corner from the Trop, so I'm right here. It gives me opportunity to come over here to your basement, you know, when your mom's out, and you know, we can get stoned, and, you know, this is cool.
Play some rock band.
Yeah, rock band.
By the way, I'm shocked you didn't offer me refreshments when I came in here.
I was getting ready to do that, actually.
I'm almost done. I don't want your fucking donuts.
I got beer.
I've already had water. I'm almost done.
I've got beer. I've got whatever you need.
It's okay. I'm going to go out for dinner after this. I'm fine now. I just thought to be
I also brought some milk. Milk and donuts. Come on now.
Okay. No, you want to ask me a question?
You want to lick my fingers? There's icing on them.
Don't scare him away.
I know.
We want him to come back. Now, when you actually started doing stand-up, who was some of the guys that you were on the road with?
Well, I wasn't on the road with anybody, but when I started doing stand-up comedy, you know, there was a club in San Francisco called The Punchline, which the late, great rock promoter Bill Graham owned. And The Punchline was connected to a place called the Old Waldorf, and it was separated by a small service bar. And all these comics, nobody at the time in San Francisco, I mean, Rodman, which he started out, there was Dana Carvey, Kevin Pollak, a bunch of guys you never heard of. And nobody really wanted to open up for rock bands because it was never a lot of fun. It was about a 500-seat rock theater. And, you know, a lot of people played there. Stevie Ray Vaughan played there, the Dead Boys, Stranglers, the Tubes, Ray Charles, Tower Power. I mean, whoever was big at the time, Elvis Costello. You know, the Dictators, a lot of punk bands, but a lot of jazz bands, too, and a lot of Blondie, a lot of people. So I opened up for a lot of those people, and it was never fun. I mean, I could do it now because I'm a better comic, but that back then, I've been doing stand-up only for a couple of years. And so, anyway, I would do that. Then I'd go over back to the Punchline, and I was the house MC. And when young comedians ask me how you get good at stand-up comedy, I tell them, you got to just have a lot of stage time. You can stand in front of the mirror from today till tomorrow, and you might, you know, learn how to dress. But the only way to do stand-up comedy is like doing karate or playing guitar. You know, you can do all the karate moves you want, but you really got to be in the ring with somebody, and you got to be in a boxing ring, and you got to play guitar. You can't sit in front of a mirror. So I got a lot of stage time. And the guys I used to open up for, I was the opening act, and it was Jerry Seinfeld, George Wallace, Bill Kirkenbauer, Michael Batman Keaton, Elaine Boozler. I don't think Leno ever played there. It was a lot, Bruce Baum. There was a lot of guys. And Dana and I and Pollock, you know, all kind of started in that, working around there, you know. And it's funny, you know, the people, so many people have opened for me have gone up to become giant stars. I haven't. But they have. I'm Rob Schneider, David Spade, Janine Garofalo, Judd Apatow, who's the biggest comedy director producer of all time, probably, opened up for me a lot. Who else? Got Mark Curry. A lot of guys.
Yeah.
Bill Hicks. And then they, you know, they took all my, everything I taught them, and they went out to become big stars. really great comics. And a lot of them I knew were going to be good. And a lot of them sucked then, and I think they suck now. But I won't mention who I think suck, because some of them are quite good. And some are quite bad.
Yeah, Jay.
Well, it's interesting that you brought up how to be a stand-up comic, because Mike here, he does a segment on our show.
He will never, ever become a stand-up comic.
Yeah, he does a segment on our show every week called How To, and he teaches you how to do something. And today, he's teaching you how to be a stand-up comic.
Well, how can he do that when he's not a stand-up comic?
He's going to give you some helpful advice.
Oh, he's going to give me advice?
Yeah.
I don't, you know what, I don't even want to hear it.
You have to hear it.
Oh, you will.
I know this.
No, you have to hear it. It's really, he's worked on it for 2 weeks.
I give it to me. Give me your advice. I'm dying to hear this. You can salvage your pathetic performance here this evening.
I put it in the refrigerator. I was keeping it cool.
Go get what you have to get. While he's gone, we can continue. No, you know, it's funny, too. There are so many people that teach stand-up comedy. And
I guess
when you don't do stand-up comedy, you can look at it from an objective, you know, from an outsider's point of view. But, you know, unless you do stand-up, you know, I think people who teach acting, most great acting teachers have acted before.
I've taken a couple of stand-up classes, and it just, to me, it doesn't seem like it works. And
you know, it depends who you take them with. It could be you. It could be them. But you know what? There's a lot of great basketball coaches that really haven't really played that much basketball. You know, I mean, they've maybe played in college, but there's a lot of guys who are coaches. But if you look at most of the good coaches did play, and like baseball, most of them played. But, I mean, there's a way, you know, you can strategize and you can give people advice and you can, as an outsider, as an audience member, I guess there are certain things you can teach. But I never got these people who taught stand-up comedy who don't do it. And some of them don't even have a sense of humor. I sat in on a couple of classes, not for me, but, you know, people have asked me to speak at them and I'll go and I go, what's this guy talking about? You know, because I think you really have to find your own way. It's almost like teaching art. You know, if you want one of those guys that teaches you how to, you know, paint a tree, one of those TV, you know, painting or drawing classes, they can teach you how to paint and how to draw. But if you're going to become a great artist, you have to do your own style. I think these people might be able to tell you how to get on stage and, you know, craft a joke. And to me, it's just something that's come natural over the years. And to be honest with you, I've been doing this for 30 years. And in the last couple of years, I find myself to be a lot better than I've ever been before. Every 2 or 3 years, you know, it's like martial arts. You know, there's always somebody better than you. You can always get better. There's new things you can learn. You know, my hero, Keith Richards, said a couple of years ago, he found a new chord he never played. And that guy's guitar is always attached to him. So if Keith can find something new to do, and Eric Clapton and B.B. King, then with comedy, there's always another level you can take it to. And there's so many crappy comics out there, really a lot of crappy comics, and people call themselves comics. But then again, I'll let them in, I'll watch somebody, or I'll have somebody open up for me, and I go, God, you know, it makes you really rise to the occasion. Because I think every great comic sometimes gets a little sloppy, and then you see some new kid come along and go, hey, yeah, I'll show this kid, and it makes you want to get back on your game.
Right.
Are you ready, Forrest Gump?
Well, we're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be ready for it. And we'll be back right after this with more from Bobby Slayton.
So much, because to make a woman have an orgasm, it's a lot of work. Just to get a woman to that point, just to get her in bed. You know, you got to be nice for days, and there's foreplay, and there's dinner, and there's bubble baths, and there's asking them about their day like you really give a rat's ass, and then there's holding them and talking afterwards. It's a whole big fucking operation, you know? You know, I can beat off and be in bed in 15 minutes. As a matter of fact, I've got it down to a science. I really do. You know they said that Bruce Lee could rip out your heart and show it to you before you were dead? I can get my cock out of my pants while I'm brushing my teeth and put my dick away and be back in bed before Letterman's top 10 list even starts. I'm like a ninja cocksman. I'm that good. The problem is, to make a woman have an orgasm can take a lot of work. They need to be warmed up, and like I said, there's foreplay, and, you know, a little higher, not there, not there, right there, lower, lower, a little higher, higher, lower. What are we playing? The Price is Right? Let's go already, honey. I'm tired. I'd like to make you come. I got no more feeling in my jaw, for God's sakes. Got so much of that spermicidal shit in my mouth, I'm talking like Lou Ferrigno. Are you going to come? I keep getting that done. My wife doesn't come. I don't care. What's the matter with you guys that if a woman fakes an orgasm, you care? Oh, what is that, a big strike against your masculinity? How small is your dick? How spineless are you? I'd give anything for my wife to fake an orgasm. I didn't know she doesn't fake one because she makes me do it till she has one. I come in 2 minutes. If she went, ow, I came too. Okay, I believe you. Can we get the TV back on now? Why on earth would you guys open up a can of worms you don't have to open? She said she came. Shut the fuck up. To make a guy have an orgasm doesn't take a lot of work. You don't need to talk to a guy in bed. A guy doesn't need foreplay. And you certainly don't need one of those little tongue studs. You know, my wife was going to get one of those. You want me to get one of those? Why? What are you, 19 years old? Well, I heard it makes oral sex better. Says who? You know, I never got that newsletter. All I know is I don't need a nail going up and down the underside of my cock, okay? You ever see me jacking off with brass knuckles? No, that's it. Get out of your mouth. Honey, I'm horny. Where's the cheese grater? This fucking rocks.
I'm sick of this. I'm sick of dealing with you. I'm sick of...
I work 6 days a week.
Who do you think you are?
Don't you ever talk back to me again. You just shut up.
What a child learns about violence.
What are you crying about, little brat?
A child learns for life.
We have suspects from early assault in custody. Male, 15 years of age.
Teach carefully. We're ACT, Adults and Children Together, Against Violence. And if you're a parent or caregiver, we can help you teach your child how to rise above violence, not succumb to it. Visit actagainstviolence.org for details or call 877-ACT-WISE for a free brochure. Call today, 877-ACT-WISE. And stop violence before it starts. This message brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Psychological Association, and the National Association for the Education of Young Children.
So there they were, in the dark and creepy old house. They turned around and...
When storyteller Kelly Martin and the Florida Family Partnership sponsor an overnight hike for sixth grade girls, there's one goal.
The old man's ghost!
She scares them, just for fun. Because kids who have something to do are less likely to do drugs. And whether you're a good storyteller or a good listener, a little of your time can make a lifetime of difference to a kid. So if you can spare an hour or two, there's probably already a drug prevention program that you can join. You don't need special skills.
You can just have fun.
Yeah!
And when you give a little of your time,
you can keep a kid off drugs.
To find out more about community drug prevention groups and how you can help, call toll-free 1-877-KIDS-313, 1-877-KIDS-313, or log on to www.youcanhelpkids.org.
I can keep a kid off drugs.
A public service message from the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
But hold on a second, Max. Pause the game. Why hasn't she called me back? He just called her. Becky, it's me. Pick up the phone. I know you see my number on your caller ID.
Here he goes again.
You're starting to piss me off. Why haven't you called me back? This is the fourth message I left you.
Listen to him.
You do not want to get me mad. Number one, I told you not to go out. Number two, I told you to check in with me. Why are you always doing this to me?
Does he think he owns her?
Who do you think you are? You do not want me to get ugly.
Should I say something?
What are you, stupid or something? Call me back. Can't believe the way she treats me.
The way she treats you? How about the way you treat her, man?
Speak up. Just because it isn't physical doesn't mean it's not abuse. To learn more, go to seeitandstopit.org. This public service message is brought to you by the Teen Action Campaign, the Family Violence Prevention Fund, and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
What a dumb thing to do.
I feel like I'm getting dumber by the minute.
Mom, am I dumb?
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
You know, it's scary for me. I got a 15-year-old daughter who just got her first boyfriend, and I don't think they're going all the way yet because, you know, she's only 15. Of course, if she was Mexican, she'd be a great-grandmother by now. What? What's the... Okay, a grandmother, okay. A great-grandmother, I got carried away. That was for comedic effect. I'm sorry. No, I love the Mexican people. If there's Hispanics here, you people are fine people. I understand your plight in America today. You know, I know that, you know, it's funny, when I first started working the East Coast many years ago, even though I'm from here, I started my little comedy career on the West Coast, and I'd, you know, make jokes about Puerto Ricans, because there were no Puerto Ricans back there. And of course, here I'd make the jokes about the Mexicans, because there were no Mexicans here. But now, I get my butt kicked on both coasts, because they're all over the place. It's, everybody's all over, you know? And if there are Hispanic people here, I say, with all due respect, you're good people. You know, if I was Mexican, I'd be upset, too. You know, a lot of you white people, a lot of you yuppie motherfuckers don't understand the plight of minorities today. I do understand, okay? Now, I'm not a people person. I've never claimed to be a people person. I don't like people, but it really bothers me when people call me racist. Because when you're racist, it means you hate people unlike yourselves. I hate people just like me. Okay? I'm not a big fan of Jews either, if it makes you feel any better. I think Jewish women from Long Island are probably the major cause of homosexuality in this country today. If I had to come home every night, how are you? How was your day? Take your sweater. Your hair's wet. You're going to get pneumonia. Don't run with that pencil. You're going to take somebody's eye out. Who eats at 5 o'clock? You're ruining your appetite. I'd be sucking cock in a second, believe me. That's why gay people got it made. I've always liked gay people, but at the same time, I understand the Mexicans. You know, how would you feel if you were Hispanic? And here's a group of people that have been treated like second-class citizens for years. You know, this was their land at one time, at least the West Coast. You know, Arizona and Texas and California belonged to the Mexicans. We kicked them out like we kicked out the Indians. And all of a sudden, they want to come back to America, and nobody wants to speak Spanish in the schools. And you know, it's got to kill you. And if there are any Mexican people here, you're not second-class citizens, and I've never treated you that way. The black people are. The Mexicans like third or fourth. No. I'm saying that you're next in line. You've struggled with the white man for many years, and you're almost there. You're almost caught up to whitey. Yo, I'm keeping it real. That's all I'm saying. How would you feel if you were black and these fucking spits came swimming across the border and tried to take your place as next in line? It's black people, then Chinese, then the Mexicans. Wait your fucking turn. That's why there's so much racial tension in this country. Why can't we all get along? Getting back to the white people for one second, I'm just saying that you don't give minorities any credit for anything. Black people gave us music. You know, the Jews have done more for science and medicine than any race of people. And Mexicans, the picnicking. You're great at the picnics. We can learn how to picnic from these people because the Mexicans can picnic in areas that are totally unpicnicable. I'll tell you that right now. I mean, white people like to think that you know how to picnic. That was once a great American pastime with baseball and barbecues. But picnicking, you know, these guys could picnic that little dividing strip of a freeway or a highway, then the side of a mountain where bugs can't even get to. The Mexicans are hanging upside down eating corn and watermelon. God bless them.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Joining us in the studio, Bobby Slayton is here. He's got a show starting this week, Tuesday, May 5th, over at the Tropicana.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
The Mexicans hold a very dear place in my heart.
Do they?
Yeah, the Tropicana. It's used to be the comedy stop at the Trop, and it's I've been working on the place, hanging up my memorabilia for the last couple of days, putting a new sound system, new lights, and we're putting in all new chairs and tables. The only problem we have, the only weak link, is probably me.
No, you're actually really funny. I saw you, a bunch of times over at Hooters, and one of the last times was, I think you were just getting ready to wrap up over there. It was like second to last show, and you were just having so much fun with the blonde girl in the front, and just,
it's like I do have a lot of fun talking to people, and I it's good because I talk to a lot of people, and then, I get back and I do some of my material, and what keeps it interesting and exciting for me doing it every night is I have three CDs, so I probably have 3 hours of material. There might be an hour of the material. I don't really do that much anymore. But there's a solid 2 hours of material, 2.5 hours of material, plus talking to the audience. You should always shut your cell phone up before you do a radio show.
That's the second time I've turned it off. It doesn't seem to be working. Somebody from the Palms Hotel giving me a call. But
who do you know at the Palms?
I know a lot of people over the Palms.
Do you really?
I get around, Bobby.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, you got to really get the word out there besides this. I need people coming to my show. You know, if I don't get people in there in the next 3 or 4 months, I'm out of there.
No, we'll get you some people. We'll get you some people for sure.
Well, cool.
We'll run it at Fremont Street if we have to.
You know, I almost went downtown. There was a few casinos. You know, that's one place you really don't want to be.
It really is.
You really don't.
Trust me, I know.
You know,
I didn't want to talk about
it. I mean, downtown, if you go to some of those old casinos downtown, they have some real history, and they really look kind of cool. You know, Fitzgerald's looks kind of cool. But who are you?
Who in the hell
are
you?
Hi, how are you? I thought maybe you were the next guest. I was going overtime. You were waiting in the green room to go on.
Look at my sheep.
Some of those hotels are... but you see the crowd walking around down there, and it makes Hooters look like the Bellagio.
Yeah.
All right. Come on, let me hear you. You want to teach me how you teach me how to become a comic?
Ladies and gentlemen, folks, boys, girls, sheep, Mr. Slayton. First off, if you want to be a comedian.
No, you direct this to me, or you direct
this
to the audience?
This is to all the audience. Right. And you can consider yourself part of the audience. You can give me feedback.
Oh, I will.
You're here. We're
oh, I'm sure he
we're
will.
We're a trifecta of power, okay? You want to be a great comedian? You probably want to follow these steps, people. Now, this is no joke on how to tell jokes. This is serious, okay? We talk serious stuff here. No silly shit. First off, know what the audience likes. It's probably not you, so think of something clever to say. First off. Next, make sure you got your jokes timed to perfection. You never want to tell something like a racist joke when you realize there's like three black guys sitting in the front row. That's probably not a good idea.
Wait.
Unless
you're Bobby Slayton.
Unless you're Bobby Slayton, exactly. They usually recommend a punchline, something that's like two words. I recommend fuck off. But, you know, go with what works. Whatever's going to feel natural coming out of your lips. Hopefully it's not blowjobs. Emphasize key points and jokes. Not too much, because then that, you just look like Scanlon. You don't want to do that.
Couldn't you do this after I leave? Why are you taking up my time with this shit?
Because you have nothing better to do, sir.
It's Saturday night. I can't wait.
All right. Let's see.
Have you ever offended somebody? Like, and they were just so pissed they left?
Oh, you got to be kidding me. All the time. Constantly. But, yeah, you know what? Here's the deal. Okay. Hold that for my next appearance. It was too good. You can't do that all one show. That should be a continuing series. And we put the chapter for today. It's enough. Run, Forrest. Run. Have I ever offended somebody? You know, I've offended so many people. But, you know, I don't want to say that because, you know, the people listening to your show, first of all, would never, ever be offended at my show. But, you know what? You got to remember something. And I see this all the time. You know, I don't walk around saying fuck all the time, especially in public, unless I feel I need to say it. So last week I'm flying back from Washington, D.C., and I was waiting for my luggage, waiting for half an hour, and it didn't come out. And I needed my luggage because I had to do, I was leaving for Vegas the next day, and I needed my stuff, and there was a suit in there. So I walk into the baggage thing, and the office, and I was kind of muttering under my breath. I was like, fuck it, god damn it, it was my fucking bags. And I wasn't saying to anybody in particular, and this woman who was basically our age, I'm talking 30s, 40s, 50s, she, oh my God, I'm not going to stay here, listen to this guy. She was so offended by the word fuck. You know, again, and it goes back to, you know, again, that Janet Jackson malfunction thing, or Howard Stern, or the fact that on TV you can't say God damn it. So if people are offended by all that, and people are offended by all that, you know they're going to be offended by me. And,
right.
I don't go out of my way to offend people, but I don't go out of my way not to offend people. You know, I mean, I'm not going to get on stage and go and make some guy, hey, Danny Gans, isn't it great he's dead? And just do something for shock value, you know,
right.
Or do something, or, you know, hey, your mother. And, you know, I'm not going to do stuff like that. That would be offending people and trying to shock people and just trying to upset people. I wouldn't do something like that. But if I thought something was funny, and I would say it, you know.
Right.
And if I thought people might get offended, you know, again, as a comic, you got to weigh, you know, your persona on stage, what you do. I don't think George Wallace would do half the stuff I do. I think I couldn't get away with half the stuff George does because he's a big roly-poly happy guy. That's not my style. You know, Rita Rudner, if I did Rita Rudner's jokes, I'd be booed off stage. She does a great job with them.
Yeah, they probably think you're gay, too.
That's true. That's the only halfway funny thing you've said so far.
Thank you.
I'm not trying to encourage you to talk more. Okay? It's like gambling. Walk away from it. You won, walk away from the table with your little pitiful winnings. But anyway, what I'm saying, if I offend the people, you know what happens too in Las Vegas is a lot of the older folks have these ticket services that they get their tickets from, you know, seat fillers and show tickets for locals. There's all these, you know, house seats. So a lot of these people subscribe to these services where they get half-price tickets. And so you get a lot of older, retired folks. They come to my show, and a lot of them, I mean, love it. I got a letter from some old guy that said, I saw Sammy Davis and Jerry Lewis and Jackie Gleason. You're better than all of me. You're the greatest comic I've ever seen, which might be a stretch in it. But the fact that this guy loved it. But then there's old people that, you know, would complain to Hooters. They've never been so offended. And again, my language is really, you know, there's nothing. You've seen my show. I mean, I'm not
absolutely
explaining myself or defending it. People need to come. Put it this way. There's no tiger. There's no goddamn puppets. And well, I know what it is with the White Tigers. Dirk Arthur at our hotel has it. And then, you know, of course, Siegfried and Roy started. The White Tigers are a big thing. Everybody has them. I have no tigers. No puppets. No bullshit. That's a Bobby Slayton show. 8 o'clock Tuesday through Sunday at the Tropicana.
We're going to fill that seats. We're going to do it.
Cool.
Really good stuff.
We might fill them with poop. They will be full.
I told you to walk away from the table.
I can't. I'm glued now.
But, Bobby, I mean, it's awesome. We want you to come around. Now, you have a website, too, not just a MySpace.
Bobby Slayton. You know, MySpace, that's when you email me to do your show. You know, MySpace, I might look at it once a month. And I mean, I have a guy that, you know, checks it for me. I mean, I do answer everybody that emails me at MySpace. But I just, you know, there are people that sit there and they work it. You know, Dane Cook. Matter of fact, on MySpace, here's the gayest thing I've ever done. There's a picture of me and Dane Cook with our miniature pictures having a play date. Our dogs were having a play date. So Dane came over. Nice. We barbecued. So our two min pits kind of a play date. I think there's a picture on MySpace of that.
Yeah,
but, you know, I don't Twitter, and I guess I should get on Facebook. And I just hate doing all that stuff. I mean, I know it's good for you to do it. I do a ton of radio. I do whatever I can with television. But all that computer stuff, you know.
That's not for you, huh?
I don't really want any friends, but I guess I have to have them. You know, if I want people to come to my show. You know, gotta have friends.
Yeah, you can do amazing things with MySpace and those bulletins and stuff. You can fill it.
Oh, my guy sent one out saying that I'll be at the Tropicana, so I have a guy taking care of that for me.
Right. We'll see. I mean, I think it's gonna be awesome. I'm glad you got into that room. And
I'm gonna come by tomorrow. Are you working tomorrow?
We'll be there.
How many days a week is it?
5.
Is he there too?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You act like a retard back there, too.
You have no idea what I'm like there. Yeah. Imagine this, only like 90 times worse. Somebody today came up to me and was like, oh, is it true that somebody died? I'm like, yes, sir, Danny Cans died. And they're like, oh, but he's still in the book. I'm like, well, I could sell you a ticket, but I don't think he's going to show.
Yeah, well, the taxis, too. It's not like they could take him off.
Yeah.
The
taxis so fast.
Yeah, yeah. That was the thing, though. They were like, but he's listed here in the book. We're like, well, ma'am, he died yesterday. Yeah. This magazine's for a week.
It was very inconsiderate of him to die before he made the new book. Yeah. I agree.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, we get to, I mean, we have fun because, I mean, yeah. Really working and doing what we do, there's a lot of stupid
people. Do people come and complain about, you sent me to a show last night.
Oh, yeah.
The worst thing I've ever seen.
They'll say it's a worst show or, you know.
Now, you know what I have to say? Oh, I forgot about it.
I try not to sell Bobby Slayton.
I don't want you selling my show. You know what I got to go see before my show opens, and I've been dying to see it, is Chris Angel's show. Do you see it?
Yeah, don't.
Yeah. I have to see it. I have to see it.
You're right. You do have to see it, but don't rush.
I have to see it. I forgot all about it.
We'll talk about it off the air so I don't get in trouble.
Yeah. No, I've heard a lot about it. I want to see
it.
Yeah.
Well,
what show? I guess you can't say what shows people complain about more than anything.
No, I can.
Yeah. You hit the nail right on the head.
Yeah.
That's the show.
Yeah.
I read the reviews, but I need to see the show myself. I like Chris, and I he's a great magician. I want to see, and you know.
That show's so popular that we get comps for it just about every week.
Really?
Yeah. It's a great show.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, it's hard for me to sit through some of those search shows, but me and my daughter, the Love Show is great.
Yeah, that's really good.
And, you know, and I'm off this weekend, so I'm trying to catch up and see all my friends, Anthony Cools, Mr. Wallace. You know, the gayest thing I ever did besides having a play date with Dan Cook with
Olympia
is me and John Lovitz went to see Rita Rudner. And I'm going, this is really gay.
Oh, that's awesome. Rita Rudner.
See Rita, but she's good.
She's all right. She's not one of my favorites.
She's not Bobby Slayton.
She's not Bobby Slayton.
But you know what?
I would love to see her tell some dirty jokes.
But she's always nominated Entertainer of the Year, number one performer, best show in town. I've not been nominated for shit.
I wonder how the hell they do all those nominations. I swear to God that it's just you got.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that works either.
You have to blow the Scanlon or something to get nominated.
But anyway, Bobby Slayton, you start this week at the Tropicana.
Yeah.
So
I'm gonna go eat. It's great to see you.
It was great to see you. We'll definitely come and check out the show.
You too, Forrest.
Hey, fuck off.
All right, good. Great talking to you. See you guys later.
Bye.
I'll bring you some tickets tomorrow.
All right.
Rock, rock, rock away, bitch. Listening to the Rock and Comedy Show. That was fun. Bobby Slayton shooting you down.
Yeah, dude, he's one of those
pests. Forrest.
I should call Guinness again. Nice. I'd have another record.
So let's we'll let you do another how-to since he shot that one down pretty fast. But it was fun having him here. So he forgot already.
Yeah.
Bobby Slayton.
Oh yeah, he's the guy that. Wait, he wasn't the guy in the plumbing truck, was he?
No.
No?
No.
Alright. The plumbing truck out in front of your house. I'll tell you who that was him.
Are you guys here? Are you guys ready for a how-to? We got some people in the studio. Yay!
So we're talking about the good old Scanlon today.
when don't we?
Yeah, when don't we?
I discovered today he doesn't have eyebrows.
Which is kind of weird and alien-like. which makes you wonder, like, what else does he not have? You know? Like,
talent.
Genitals. Yeah, come to mind. Yeah.
Skill.
Yeah. Skill at anything. Other than hand movements.
You know, we talked briefly about the little love sheep there with Bobby Slayton and
I brought
yours into work and it's in that little package because it's going to take you like 2 hours to blow the thing up. And it was so funny. I was walking by the desk and Ben sees it. He's looking. He goes, "So what is that?" I go, "I'll tell you what it's not. Not for you." And he goes, "Well, who's it for?" I go, "Michael." He goes, "What is it?" I go, "Ask Michael." He goes, "I won't be here when he's here." I go, "Then you'll never know."
It'll be a mystery. Oh, you know what we should do? We should find out where he lives and take pictures with it, like, in front of his house. Like, with binoculars.
I know where he lives. We'll drive over to do it tonight.
Dude, that would be awesome and hilarious.
Put it on his new car.
Yeah. He'll be like, show him the picture. We'll email him, too. He'll be like, what the hell?
Both of them out.
He'll be like, that sheep is crazy, yo. You don't even know it.
But I thought you were kidding last week. You're like, no, I found this place for sheep, and now they're going to be here in a couple of days, and now there's one here in the studio. I show it to Nick, right? The first thing he does, puts his whole fist in the asshole.
It fit? Either he has a tiny fist or that shoe's been used before. I thought he was sending us new product.
Well, it's new for us. It's like when you buy a used car.
Yeah, new used car. Did it come with a Carfax? How many miles on this man?
He's all safe. I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, I'm just checking it out.
Yeah. Scoping the product, are you?
Yes. And you gotta love it. They supplied even a vinyl repair kit.
I saw that. At first I thought it was lube.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, that's serious.
But they're going to be on there. They're going to call in next week. They're going to talk to us about the
muttonbone.com.
They're getting a new website and stuff. And they're like, we're going to send you a couple of products and tell us what you think. Well, I'm not trying it out.
Yeah, tell us what you think. Well, they're easy to fist. That's nice. We like that.
We need to go around town and just take pictures of it everywhere.
Everywhere.
Starting with Scantlin's house.
Do you know where he lives?
I do know where he lives. Oh, I've never been invited inside, but I know where he lives.
Oh, dude. Does he have roommates?
Yeah.
Do you know his roommate's numbers?
No.
Oh, that'd be great if you can get a hold of one of his roommates and we take a picture with it, like, on his bed. Like, when he's not home, you know? That'd be awesome.
Invading Scanlon's house.
Yes, yes, dude. That'd be awesome.
Then we'll end up in our own Not in the News story.
We really would.
Two guys with an inflatable sheep broke into a man's house. And oddly enough, did not take place in Port St. Lucie.
No food wasn't.
But the neighbor knew immediately that there was something peculiar.
Yeah. Well, Scanlon always has boys over, but never with sheep.
Immediately, I knew there was something wrong. And speaking of Scanlon always having boys over, are you ready to do your how-to?
Yeah, okay, so, anyway.
One day, he's going to listen to the show, and he's going to just go freaking insane.
Okay. I don't even know how you do this one with a straight face. This is so weird. All right, Scanlon, here you go. This is how to kiss a boy. First off, okay, be bold. Take initiative. Most boys like it very much when his partner takes the active role in kissing. You should make the first few moves, but make sure he is comfortable with them and you. Just make sure you're ready for this. Remember to give a chance to the guy. After the guy kisses, you can curl your arms around his neck for deep emotion. Oh, Scanlon. give him the chance for a first passionate kiss. Convey your emotions by your lips, but don't move too fast, or it will end up being a bad memory, like you're forcing him to kiss you. And that usually comes with a 50-foot court order, and we know all about that. Always go slow. Never go fast with a kiss. Your first kiss should always be a happy memory for you to look back at. Even if you're in prison, you know. It needs to be something you can remember. It doesn't make your butt clench, I guess. Okay, first off, let's go over some steps, shall we? I know the sheep is interested. Chat the boy up. Chat the boy up. Establish a sense of trust between the two of you. Even if it's a fake trust. Perhaps by telling him a secret about you that no one else knows. Just make sure it isn't a secret that could turn him off or make him feel awkward or disgusted by you, which is just about anything you'd say. Or just...
Is that Sunny D, right?
Oh, dude, I'm got my nose all crazy right now. Next thing you want to do is flirt. Flirt it up, okay? Show some moves, you know? Use some good lines, like, if I could rewrite the alphabet, I'd put you and I together. All right. Smile a lot. Touch your hair. Even if it's like your mustache hair, just rub it very gently and gingerly. Like you're putting it back into place.
He doesn't have any mustache hair. He don't even have eyebrows.
He can't even rub his pube hair, probably. Not that I want to see his hand in his pants, but Jesus Christ. Smile a lot, touch your hair, do whatever you think will let him know you're interested and are happy around him. Hopefully, it'll make you more comfortable. It'll make him more comfortable and want to be around you more often. I doubt it. Be forward about your feelings and tell him how you feel. Just walk up to him and be like, I got a fucking man crush on you right now. Let's get this on like Donkey Kong in a bad Mario Kart movie. He will get the point that you like him.
Obviously.
Don't be shy, because then he won't know, he won't follow through. Probably won't follow through. So make sure you stalk him. No. Make it clear, without feeling so desperate. Jay?
No, this is about Scanlon.
Oh, it's... what are you going to gain by acting excessively hard? Well, to get and making you feel...
Finish the sentence before you make it sound dirty.
Like he hasn't got a chance. Yeah, what do you... My nose is running, and I'm farting like crazy right now. Dude, I can't... There's another one. I've got like four or five. What is in this? God damn. Okay. Break the touch barrier. Oh, wait. There's more to that other one. hold on. My nose is going crazy. Okay. It's something like, he'll just get tired of it and move on, and you'll both miss out. Oh, that's from the other one. Oh, anyway. Break the touch barrier. My nose is just going psycho right now. Break the touch barrier. The first steps towards kissing is touching. Show me where he touched you on the doll, Timmy. Make any excuse to touch his arm, his hands, or his face. Oh, you got a bug on your face. Let me just... a lot of guys like holding hands. Hugging is encouraged. If Scanlon tries to hug me, I'd be like, don't fucking hug me, Scanlon. I'm not looking for a kiss right now. Find the right moment. Preferably when he's incredibly intoxicated. Probably the right moment. Start slow. Hold on, my nose is seriously going crazy. Does anybody got a napkin? I can't, it won't stop. Dude, the Sunny D, I'm going to take another sip. I got to open it, though. This thing's like impossible to open. It kind of looks like a penis. I don't like that.
Yeah, right. That's why you put it right in your mouth.
Afterwards, say nothing and wait for the reaction. Actually, I would say afterwards, run like hell. But yeah, sure. You can wait around if you want. You guys like that sound. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'm choking on the toilet paper. It's so fibrous. It goes right down your throat. Oh, God. And I'm still farting. Oh, man. Woo, what's going on over here? Is it getting hot in here? Is it just me? Okay. All right, see, afterwards, say nothing and wait for the reaction. If he's surprised or terrified, more likely, take no enemies and kiss him again. Ooh. Whoa. That would have been my plan. I'd have kicked him in the crotch and ran. If he is pleased, great. If he is angry, then abort the situation. No one would like someone to keep on trying to kiss that person if they're uncomfortable. You should be mature enough to step back. Otherwise, yeah, blow kisses. You know? Blow kisses after the first one. You know, just like, I love you. Things like that. Tantalize them with your tongue skills. Pull back and look down. The fuck are you pulling back on? Then look into his eyes.
Foreskin.
Seriously, listen to this. Who wrote this? Pull back and look down. Then look into his eyes. If he liked the kiss, you'll most likely kiss again. Look at his lips.
Look at his non-eyebrows.
He will get the signal you want more. Yeah, you look at his non-eyebrows. If this continues for a while, maybe you should try moving on to a more passionate kiss. Something that involves penis.
I'm not doing it out of spite. Penis.
I told you I'd work it in.
I know.
See here. When you're done, laying down is one thing to do and not talk.
probably because you still got a bad taste in your mouth, Scanlan, so it's cool. Don't start making out with him right after your first kiss. Yeah, don't jump the gun, you know? Don't do that. He'll just jump the gun. Don't do that, Scanlan. Don't do that. Okay? Guys like kissing, there's no doubt. Sometimes you have to make the first move to break the awkward silence. I like to rip a good one. That's what I like to do. If he doesn't
You're having
like
no
you,
problems with that.
Huh?
You're having no problems with that.
Dude, I swear to God, I think I'm baking a turtle in here. I don't know what's going on. I already had one production today. And let me tell you, it was epic. Lord of the Rings, I put you to shame. If you make him... Ellis is about making him comfortable.
You, what you're saying is you produce the equivalent of the Chris Angel show.
Dude, yeah. A real crap. Real piece of crap. That's exactly what I did. Total horse shit. Dude, it was huge. I mean, I'm telling you. Like, sometimes you just know. Like, when you start seeing, like, the actual surface of the water to rise... as it enters the bowl, that's when you know you got like an SOS going on. When you can't flush it faster than it's filling up the bowl, you got a real situation on your hands right there. That's where you need to like order like another bucket of water or something to change real quick. Because it was a monster. It finished and my asshole was like, ta-da! Bravo, good sir! Like, is that what I'm supposed to do? What? I'm kissing a boy, right? Ta-da, right? No, Scanlan. I'm talking about me right now. Oh, Lord.
Ta-da.
Ta-da. I'm telling you, dude. I was like, whew. I had to use a little bit of toilet paper to wipe the top of my forehead. It was intense. I don't know what the guy next to me was thinking. I thought he was clapping, but... Okay, don't think too much. Just think about him, a.k.a., also known as, Akka. How great he looks. How happy you are when you are with him. This is really creeping me out. That's all I'm saying. This is creeping me out. I'm creeped out right now. All I can think about is the whole Oreo cookie story right now. And that grosses me out, dude.
The one I told you?
Yeah. Make sure the guy isn't nervous about it. Of course, nervous. Make sure the guy isn't nervous about it. But if he doesn't know, that's okay. Also remember that many boys are shy. If there's something that's between you two, it's coming out of all ends now. You know, it's coming out of everywhere right now. I'm like a gas bomb waiting to explode at this point. And what's crazy is, your dog is finally quiet. He's like, you're making enough noise. I'm enjoying the aroma. You know, they have tips. They give you tips for this. In case you didn't already get grossed out, here's some tips. Let's see here. Let's put some smell great. Wear some cologne or perfume, but not too much. You don't want to think
that was cologne and perfume, by the way.
Whatever.
And what did we drink at the Playboy Club that night?
Champagne. That stuff fucked me up, too. Between the Champagne and the Jameson, dude, I was messed up. I'm telling you. That stuff's got bubbles. Did you know that?
What?
The Champagne?
Yes, it does.
It's got bubbles in it. How the hell did they get them in there? They don't farm bubbles. It's not a bubble farm, right? How the hell did they get them in there?
They use a special kind of grape.
It must be like a bubble grape, right? Instead of seeds, it's got bubbles, right? I bet you Chris knows all about it. I'll have to ask him. He drinks a lot of wine, right? Champagne is like a wine, only with bubbles.
Yeah, it's a fancy version of wine.
Yeah, fancy. I'll tell you, I don't know if it's fancy or not, but it's got bubbles.
He goes, you were drinking Smirnoff Ice? That's kind of gay. I go, this coming from a guy that ordered Incredible Hulk's at Jet.
Yeah, he's like, I only ordered the one 9 times.
Yeah, because your roommate kept buying you the other 8.
Yeah. And that's good. should, you know. It's probably in here, like, accept gifts. I'm sure it's in here somewhere. Okay, so that's good. Don't wear lipstick. Okay, see, or sticky lip gloss, which he puts on all the fucking time. He's always at work. He carries this little tube of, I don't know what it is, but he'll always put on something like, that's what he does, dude. And he'll be looking at you, and I'll be like, Scanlon. Yeah, dude, what's up? I'll be like, thanks for ruining my lunch. Also, Listerine pocket.
The best impression Ben does is when they were at Wet Republic and he was all pissed that girl was there that he was trying to get with. So Ben looks over and he was like this, and then he saw that girl like...
Yeah, he does that quagmire,
sticks his head up.
Does it really well.
Finished?
No, there's still some more.
No, I meant when you're out.
Oh, no, it's Sunny D. I love that stuff. All right, anyway. Other than it seems to be giving me gas, farts, and I got snot coming out of my nose all at the same time. And I'm sneezing like crazy. All right, anyway. Don't smoke. Some men don't like that. Try to avoid alcoholic drinks. Brush your teeth regularly for the best effect. Always carry a breath freshener. Don't make a mess out of it. Not on the first kiss. Okay? Try to keep it in the zone. All right? Make yourself available, but don't attack him.
Right.
Let him know that you're ready, but allow him to go in for the kill. I'm just grossed out right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is the best part. Most guys want to kiss you, Scanlon. If you think he wants to kiss you,
go for it.
Is too shy, go ahead and move. Just do it. Just do it. That, you know what? There's a whole bunch more of this, like accept rejection, which I'm sure Scanlon's used to by now. make sure your lips are soft and tray checked all the time. Things like that. You know, You already know.
How to kiss a guy. Very nice. You know, speaking, we were pretty hard on Bruce last week.
Oh, dude, I got to give it up to Bruce, though.
Yeah, and I'm never quite sure who listens to this. Now, I know Scanlon don't listen. He's made it perfectly clear. He does not. He's not interested. He won't listen. And he's really missing out because he's the star of the show.
Yeah.
But I really don't know who listens. You know, you get a few emails here and there. The show was really funny. But it's always, you never know how they're going to take it if they're listening and you're saying something about them.
Right.
Right. And I think there was a couple of shows prior to the last one where we talked about Bruce's fucked up eye. He's lived with it his whole life. He knows it's fucked up. There's nothing you could do about it. You know, you could kick him, but it's, you know, it didn't work when I tried it. You know, and so last week, you know, we made fun of not only the fact that he has a crooked eye, but he has a crooked dick. And you said he really is the Riddler.
Yeah.
So I got a comment on the website today that said V. Miller, which is his name, and he goes, "Yes, I am the Riddler." So I was like, "Nice."
That is awesome. Bruce, you are the man. The man, the myth, the legend.
Yeah, you can take it out. You know, you can take it. So it's awesome.
Yeah, you can take it. You can dish it.
Remember, you can check out the website and leave comments there. It's rockincomedyshow.com. Let's give it up for Rock God, who's here.
Yeah.
Woo! He taped the... Bobby Slayton, that'll be up.
When are we doing that?
We already did that.
Oh, we did that?
Yeah.
Are we on the air right now?
Yes. Oh. But, hey, Rock God, why don't you grab that mic real quick?
Okay.
I got it.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about what you do. Now, you film a lot of bands around town, some that we've played on the show, like Plan B and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And
Plan B that's now Plan C.
That's right. Maybe there's no plan. I'm not quite sure. You want me to turn your mic off when you're done over there?
I'm good. Hey, so
I'm liking this
mic. Plan B.
Anyway, so what do you? What is the initial goal that you do when you film this stuff?
Have a battery. Maybe.
Pretty much, I'm just archiving. I've pretty much filmed every band from Zeusophobia to Funky Jaw Punkies here in town. I mean, I got a lot of insight on, you know, where Las Vegas music is going, and I just want I wanted to help the scene out at first, and now it's pretty much I'm trying to show the bands with my own band that, you know, in 4 months, 300,000 plays on MySpace, you know. Obviously, I'm doing something right if, you know, all you guys have X amount of plays, I have 300,000, you know. I was trying to show you before, no one wanted to listen to me.
Do you think it's because, well, I mean, do you like Miracle Whip or Mayonnaise? Do you think that would have anything to do with it or no?
If I have any, I like Light Spread.
Light Spread?
Yeah.
That's probably a secret right there. I just let it out in the air. I'm sorry, but I'm just saying.
Weren't you working with somebody where you guys were actually putting this stuff on TV for a while?
Yeah, I was filming for Vegas World TV, and then I ended up stopping for purposes that it would go on for a long time, a long discussion, but pretty much I 86'd myself out of that, and just, I actually started filming for my own TV show, which I'm trying to get it up and going here in the next month or two, but it's about all the local bands. I'm going to take all my archive stuff in the last year and just put it all together and do some hyping up with all the bands here in Vegas.
Have you ever videotaped a band called If Lips Could Curl?
No.
It's lips like morphine for the last lips fucking like time.
we'll see about that.
Yeah. Have you videotaped them?
No.
They're going to be coming on the show in a couple weeks, so you'll get your chance. They are from Vegas.
And I guess I haven't filmed every band in Vegas.
We'll find new ones for you.
Yeah, they're really good.
No, actually, coming up this week, I'm going to be in Hollywood, actually. I'm going to be filming and hosting the gallery opening for Greg Waterman. He's a rock and roll photographer.
Oh,
nice.
That's pretty badass.
The best. He actually did the first Nirvana magazine shot. And he's famous for the that Marilyn Manson face shot. I don't know if you have it in here.
Probably not.
Probably got a couple.
Is it like a porn?
Hey, this is Brian Regan, and you are listening to The Crazy J Show.
I don't know if you have it in here.
Probably not.
Probably got a couple.
Is it like a porn shot? Is that what you mean?
No, it's just that one face shot where he's like...
mouth open a little, I don't know.
Oh, can you see like his breath?
I like how he's still looking around after I said, no, I don't have a picture.
I'm trying to find it. Like maybe there's something that's equivalent, like the koala. See, that would be good. See, he's going to Hollywood. We should let him like... That's almost worth letting him, like, take the Love You and, like, get, like, the Love You goes to Hollywood, you know?
Put it by the Hollywood sign?
Yeah, dude. It'd be cool. Because we want to get some pictures of him near the Vegas sign.
Right.
Why can't he be worldly? Or she. He's wearing a girder. He's got lipstick. It could be he, but it's probably she.
Right.
He definitely have a butthole, though, which kind of makes me nervous. But... yeah. That's
yep, pretty, there it is.
Yeah, it's a pretty sheep.
It's a pretty sheep. Sure,
her
boy.
No, I'll pass. Sorry.
I do appreciate when
I do like the lingerie though. On
I do appreciate when you were filming Bobby Slayton, you kept moving it closer to him.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was really. But eventually I was just waiting for him to pull out a knife and freaking pop it. Not on my fucking face. But so you're doing this just basically for archive stuff and resume and...
At first I wanted to help the bands out, and I still do, because Las Vegas is pretty underrated with music. I mean, there's a lot of talent here, and it's never looked at because there's so much you can do here in this town, and I guess people's minds are so condensed with all the other stuff you can do, like gambling and...
Yeah. What's the name of your band?
Stripper. 2012.
2012?
Yeah.
2012, 2012?
Yeah.
2012.
It stands for the, people think that the end of the world is coming, 2012,
right.
The Mayans.
That's right. I calendar. Thought it was maybe like your apartment.
Well, you would think that, walking around town, seeing all those people with their little facial masks on, because they don't want to get swine flu.
Like their apartment.
Swine flu. No, outside and stuff.
What about outside?
Haven't you seen them?
Seen what?
The tourists walking around with the little surgical masks on because they don't want to catch swine flu.
I thought there was like a doctor convention. In
There have been a lot of Hispanic fellows in Circus.
Yeah, there sure have been.
My dad works there. He told me that.
Yeah. I wonder. Yeah. Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I was like, you wear a mask? And he's like, no. He's like, they haven't warned us yet. So.
I figured out what the swine flu is, though. There's a really good way to tell.
What is that?
After they cough, they're like... That's how you know. That's how you know.
So stupid. I had a pretty funny text sent to me today about the swine flu, and it's funny, but it's also very, very true to a sense. I think I sent it to you.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out what that was because I was.
It says
it's
funny how 90 people get the swine flu and everyone wears face masks, but over. Millions get AIDS, and no one wears condoms. Spread the truth.
Yeah, most of the condoms are really uncomfortable.
Well, they are. You know, and I'm almost going to tell him, you know, that blowing that sheep up was ridiculous. And I'm like, it's going to...
Throwing a hand pump.
I'm just, throwing a hand pump because, you know, just like a condom, once you're done putting it on, and you just don't want to do it anymore.
Well, you can only blow so many times.
Like, now I got to blow up, I got to wait till I'm in the mood.
Yeah, you took all the energy right out of you. Yeah,
it cost me so much to, it took so long to blow that up that I was... That I was, counting blow up sheep in my sleep.
Yeah. One,
two, three.
Yeah.
But you do some good work. I mean, I love the Miles Empty stuff. It was cool. You know, nice
yeah,
job.
Very well done.
Thank you.
So look forward to working with you more and having more visual stuff put up on the website.
Yeah, we gotta make some music videos.
Just as a quick little. You know, I go by the name Rock God. It's with zeros. It stands for the accounting of the music. For all the people out there that, Rock God, this guy's not a rock god. Well, I mean, I wasn't, but, I mean, I got a band now and I'm trying.
Yeah, that's all you need, dude.
Yeah.
But I mean, Rock God, that's a cool name. I'm going to be like the Rock Duke, you know? How about that, no?
Rock Duke.
What about Rock Sheriff. No?
No.
It's nothing as cool as Rock Guy. You can't get any higher than that. You know? I mean, I could go lower. You know, I could be like Rock Security Guard.
Yeah, do you have a website or just MySpace?
You can look up Rock God, spelled with zeros, .com, and pretty much...
Wait, you mean like Rock God, spelled with zeros, .com?
Yeah, R0CKG0D.
Oh, like that.
No, he doesn't want Rock God spelled with zeros. No, leave the...
Yeah, Rock God without zeros was taken. So I had to take the one with zeros. Fortunately. Yeah.
So.
But I pretty much do... I mean, I could do everything in the entertainment business. Everything.
Nice. Except what can I get for $250?
$250, yeah.
Well, that's awesome, but... Thank you for doing it. Thank you for coming in, and we got it. We got some more people coming in. That's gonna be great. We got
show's gonna be blasting off.
Hope so. I've been doing it long enough.
It's gonna be changed to the blasting rock and comedy show.
Yeah,
gonna be doing off. Something. I mean, you know, just trying to get it out there.
Funny D.
Yeah.
Sponsor.
Nice.
It's so
Just keep saying their name. We might get a sponsor out of it. That's how I got Captain Morgan for 6 months. That was kind of fun. Doing the show again, drinking Captain Coke.
Did you have the Captain Morgan sponsorship with all the pirate stuff going on? Or
no, it was a long time ago. I used to talk about them all the time on the show, and they were like, do you use that product? I was like, yeah, I use it a lot. And then, oh, I started getting T-shirts and stuff in the mail and coupons for free bottles of Captain Morgan. Yeah, it was awesome. That's
what happened to them? They got too drunk,
got your name? It was just a six-month thing. It was cool. I used to talk about them all the time. Maybe if I start up, they'll be like, they'll forget, and then they'll send me more stuff.
Yeah.
What else could we talked about a love you, and now we got one here in the studio. Look at
yeah.
Wait, no, never mind. We pass.
Yeah. Got the swine flu happening.
That's
but,
right.
Awesome. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got Not in the News news and a little bit more. So we'll be back right after this.
My dad can throw a baseball 100 million feet.
Yeah, well, my dad can throw a football 1,000 bazillion feet. That's twice as far.
So, my dad can hold his breath underwater for 5 minutes.
That's nothing. My dad can make a 360 two-handed backward slam dunk with his eyes closed.
Yeah, well, my dad, he can make quarters come out of his nose.
Big deal. My dad can eat a whole jalapeno pepper in one bite.
Get out.
Yep, that's impossible. He'd explode. Boom!
Kids who spend time with their fathers are less likely to get in trouble or fail in school. Be there for your kids. Give them someone to brag about. Remember, it takes a man to be a dad.
My dad can smash a soda can with his head.
No way.
I saw him do it.
Cool.
Then we took him to the hospital.
Call 1-800-790-DADS for more information. A public service message from the National Fatherhood Initiative and the Ad Council.
During the next 5 seconds, think about this. How do newborns learn?
Come on, smile for daddy. Clap your hands.
That's right, with their parents, mom and dad. Affection and games are important to nurture a baby's self-esteem. But did you know that his developing brain needs even more? Now, if we could hear this baby's brainwave, it might sound like this. On the other hand, the brainwave of a baby who is read to, sung to, and talked to in full sentences would sound more like this. Big difference, isn't it? Scientists have proven that a baby's brain develops better when you read, sing, and speak with complete sentences, especially during the first year of life. So talk to your baby at bath time, read before bedtime, maybe even sing while you're changing diapers. An early start. Now that's smart. A message from El Valor McCormick Tribute Foundation and the Ad Council.
In the next 59 seconds, our goal is to turn non-environmentalists into environmentalists. To that end, we've gotten a family of beavers and put kazoos in their mouths. After all, what's more motivating than animals that play music? Cue the beavers! Well, that didn't go so well. But if the beavers didn't make you an environmentalist, maybe money will. For instance, by adjusting your thermostat a few degrees, you'll save money on energy costs and also help reduce air pollution. For more ways to get green, go to getgreen.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
This is BK.
And this is Matt from Leaving Springfield.
And you're listening to the Crazy J Rockin' Comedy Hour.
Won't feel right until the city comes right down.
On the mirror when you finally write.
I'm leaving.
When it's over, you won't see me. It's a stupid stage of grieving. I'll be playing Naked Twister with your mother and your sister.
Two of the best Leaving Springfield songs ever. Negative Attention. Good, good stuff. Gotta love that song. And Hey, Hey, Linda from their latest ED, Tragic As We Speed Away. I am Crazy Jay. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We've got Desert Fest right around the corner, and that means it's time to play some of our favorite Desert Fest tunes.
Thank you.
Like it's acting up on me. I don't know about that. It's the Rotten Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. That was supposed to be Zero Fingers with the Alki's Revenge. We'll try to get that a little bit later on. But, hey, Desert Fest is coming up. It is the last weekend in May. It is the 30th and 31st. A lot of us going out on the 29th. More information, just go to the MySpace page, myspace.com/DesertFest63. Or just find it on my MySpace, CrazyJ13. That's right, myspace.com/CrazyJ13. A lot of great bands, more bands out there than ever before. Two nights of music, madness, mayhem, drunkness, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Musical Mike, where did that come from? Dr. Demento Days, but Mad Mike, I'm sorry, is running around airing out or something. I sent him out of the studio. He is killing me today. Oh, my God. No Sunny D for this guy at all. So, well, he's away. Let's do the news, folks. You ready? I am. No, seriously, what's going on in here? Let's do it. That's not working either? Oh, this is not good. Let's try it one more time.
Harvey.
Oh, there it is.
For news.
I don't know what happened. All right. That's the beauty of the Rockin' Comedy Show. You just never know what's going to happen. All right, let's do the... You know, let's just start over. Right? Hey, everybody, it's time for the news.
Hello, Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Yeah, it is not in the news. Actual news stories that don't get a lot of play on your local news, I guess, unless you live in that area. But it's the internet, baby. We're all over the place. It's not in the news. We are going to get things started with our first story. A man had to be rescued after setting the front of his house on fire while trying to kill a spider with a lighter.
Are you mad?
That's what it says. Firefighters say the man in his 40s had been trying to set fire to a spider as it crawled up the front of his semi-detached property. But sparks reached material behind the cladding and caused a fire within the walls. This all happened shortly before midnight. Three fire engines raced to the scene in Portsmouth and found the man trying to put out the flames with a garden hose.
Well, here's another nice mess you've gotten me into.
Firefighters and breathing apparatus removed the cladding and spent 2 hours putting the fire out. Watch manager Steve Pierce said, the man was trying to put the fire out with a garden hose when we arrived. The whole thing had clearly scared the life out of him.
Rumor has it, you're a genius.
There was a gap in the cladding where he was trying to kill the spider, and so the sparks got through the material behind and started spreading upwards towards the roof. Makes you kind of wonder how big was this freaking spider. Our concern was that it would reach the roof and the property would be lost. We sent firefighters up to the loft to put it out. Fortunately, we were able to stop it in time. Surprisingly, there wasn't much damage to the house other than the cladding. The man is so upset that you could probably guess he's not going to do it again. You think? What? I often read these news stories and go, common sense. Just kill it. Take your shoe and kill it. How big was it? Could you cut it with a knife and eat it? Was it tarantula size? I mean, come on, people. It's a spider. But grant you, if it was a cockroach, I would have flipped the fuck out. Because I can't stand cockroaches. They never used to bother me until I saw years ago Creepshow by Stephen King. And the last story in that movie about the cockroaches just did it in. So, yeah, if I saw a cockroach, I'd probably do whatever I could not to touch it. Yeah, I just hate him. So, you know, I guess I could see it. Maybe he's horrified of spiders. Not really sure. In Niagara Falls, a 77th Street man told police he suspects that a Niagara Falls woman who barged in on him while he was having sex with another woman, she stole two cell phones and $1,200 from his home. Yeah, she did.
When it comes to sex, men can't keep from lying and women can't keep from telling the truth.
Well, the man and a woman and another man were in a bedroom engaging in sexual activities.
Oh, what you want to know about is sexual intercourse.
Of course. When they heard another woman running up the stairs in the home, according to a police report. The woman who ran up the stairs became angry when she saw one of the men with the other woman. She then began to hit the man, according to reports.
Sexual fulfillment is every woman's God-given right.
Right.
And by golly, I'm going to grab it.
After she left, they discovered the cell phones and cash was missing. The bedroom door also was damaged with a knife. She didn't even know him. That's crazy. That's crazy. She didn't know him. She's like, I can't stand to see you with another woman. How come you didn't invite me to have fun? Well, I don't know who you are, bitch. You just came in my house to steal my cell phones and my money. If I would have known you wanted a little, I would have gave it to you. We could have had a foursome. Then there would have been a lot of extra holes going on. It's a laughing gas. I don't know you, bitch. God damn it. What? You're hot. Hot, baby. I would have thrown it down. You didn't have to damage my door. A Palm Beach County woman. I'm sorry. A Palm Beach County woman told police she crashed her car into her boyfriend's truck to prevent him from drunk driving.
Yeah. You silly thing.
Yeah. The sheriff's office reports that a 33-year-old woman was charged on April 13th. This night, authorities said the woman put her two children, ages 7 and 1, into the car and went looking for her boyfriend. She eventually found him sitting in his truck at a Winn-Dixie parking lot. That's when authorities said she pulled up to the truck and rammed it. Her children were still in the car.
You're the best mom in the whole world.
The woman was charged with aggravated battery and two counts of child abuse. she was being held without bail. I love not in the news. And yes, if you're wondering, we do have some stories from Port St. Lucie. Those are coming up. In Oakland, Russell Belecci, I believe is how we pronounce that. Russell Belecci Russell Belecci owed Marcy William Maurice. What is this? This is a mess. Let me start over. Russell Belecci owned. I did it again. Wow. Let me get that straight. Russell Belecci owed Maurice Williams $100. How police said they decided to settle the debt could cost both men long prison terms. Investigators said that Belecci said he would repay the debt by allowing Williams to have sex with his 46-year-old girlfriend in the downtown residential hotel where they all lived.
Do you want to make more money?
Yeah.
Of course we all do.
Of course. The woman, who was asleep when the deal was made, knew nothing about the agreement.
Now open your mouth, shut your eyes, and I will give you a big surprise.
And investigators said Belecci sat silently in the room while she was sexually assaulted for at least half an hour before she was rescued by police, who arrested the two men. Belecci, 47, and Williams, 49, are now each charged with 8 felony counts that could lead to more than 30-year prison terms if they are convicted of all counts. Even though Belecci did not have sex with the woman during the attack, some of the accounts filed against him by Senior Deputy District Attorney Kim Hunter are in concert with sex crimes, since authorities said he set up the encounter and did nothing to stop the assault.
You can't stop him! He's too insane!
Williams is charged with 2 counts of rape, 4 counts of oral copulation, and 2 counts of sodomy.
That's right. Okay. All right.
For sentencing in enhancement purposes, he is also accused of having 4 prior felony convictions going way back to 1987, including 2 for possession and sales of narcotics, 1 of the assaults with a deadly weapon, and 1 for theft.
People who do that should be arrested.
Well, he was. Belecci is charged with in concert counts of rape, 2 counts of oral copulation, sodomy, and 4 other counts of pondering.
It's wrong! Shockingly wrong!
It is. The attack happened where all 3 lived. Police said Belecci and the woman had been in a relationship for 6 years. Earlier in the day, Belecci had borrowed $100 from Williams and promised to repay him later that night. Special Victims Unit officers Russell Tisdale and Cynthia Espinoza said what he used the money for is not known. The woman was asleep in the room she shared with Belecci when Williams, who lived in another room at the hotel, came in to collect.
Oh, what fun!
Yeah. Belecci did not have any money, but said Williams could have sex with a woman to make good on the debt. He doesn't even ask the woman, Hunter said. Unbeknownst to her, he offered her up as a prostitute. He treated her like a piece of property and gave her away. Police said Williams. That's enough. Well, police said Williams jumped on the sleeping woman, who woke up and demanded to know what was he doing. Police said Williams slapped and hit the woman and threatened to kill her if she did not have sex with him.
Perverts are taking over this neighborhood.
You gotta believe it. They're everywhere. For at least a half an hour, he sexually assaulted her while Belecci sat in a chair. Yep.
Oh my, look where my hand is. It's in a very naughty place.
Yeah, he sat in a chair and did nothing, Tisdale said. The woman's screams attracted other residents who also were treated by Williams not to intervene. Some residences finally called police at about 12:30 in the morning. Responding officers found Williams forcing the woman to orally copulate him in a bathroom when they arrived.
This is the best thing I have ever put in my mouth.
Both men have pleaded not guilty. That's so wrong. Both men have pleaded guilty to the charges against them and are scheduled to have a pre-trial hearing May 19th. Williams is being held at Santa Rita Jail in lieu of $550,000. Belecci is also being held there in lieu of $360,000.
Just because we want to have some fun.
A furnace repairman was accused of poking holes in a bathroom wall where he was working in order to invade a woman's privacy. If you can
believe hello, gentlemen. We have a problem on our hands.
The 35-year-old man was charged with disorderly conduct and invasion of privacy. Prosecutors said he was servicing a furnace in the basement of a home on March 19th. A 21-year-old woman was showering in an adjacent bathroom. The next day, she noticed some holes in the wall. A criminal complaint said the man admitted using a screwdriver to poke holes in the wall in an attempt to see the woman while she was in the bathroom.
You son of a bitch, don't even joke about that!
Police said the man told them he couldn't see anything through the holes. We talk about it every week because it's a fun place to be. Fort Pierce, St. Lucie. That's right. And we've got some stories for you. A Fort Pierce man is being held without bond after he hid his soon... I'm sorry. After he hid in his soon-to-be ex-wife's car and attacked her while she was driving. Yeah, that's fun.
Hey, Pop.
Yeah?
That time you hit Hazen in the mouth, was it worth it? Was it worth 30 years?
Yeah. For me, it was.
So this Fort Pierce man hides in his ex-wife's car, waiting to attack her. That's according to the affidavit. Tommy Johnson, he's 40 years old. He was charged with domestic battery, burglary, and false imprisonment.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
The affidavit says Johnson was hiding in the trunk of the woman's car as she was on Interstate 95. As the woman neared mile marker 96, Johnson pushed down the back seat, crawling into the passenger area.
You're a wizard, Harry.
It is kind of like magic. He began grabbing his wife, the affidavit says, and she pulled to the side of the road, aimed the struggle. Johnson bit her elbow and held her from getting out of the vehicle before he fled into the woods.
So long, son. Good luck with your dastardly plans.
And again, this is all according to the affidavit. State troopers who arrived spotted Johnson walking near the tree line and placed him under arrest. He was booked into the Martin County Jail. We're not done with Port St. Lucie. Oh, no, no, no. Certainly not. A 19-year-old woman. She brought her small child with her as she shoplifted underwear from a Walmart supercenter, and now she's facing charges.
You're the best mom in the whole world.
Cora Jade Luster faces misdemeanor charges of retail theft and contributing to the delinquency of a minor in connection with the incident.
If a person does too many crazy things, then that person is crazy.
Luster, her 3-year-old son, and 15-year-old girl were at the store. A loss prevention worker told police he saw Luster and the teenage girl selected a pair of underwear, which the girl put in her pocket.
I'll overlook it.
Yeah. He did overlook it for a while, but the loss prevention worker tried to stop the theft by having an associate approach Luster and the girl. After the associate left the area, however, the girl got another pair of underwear, the report stated. She gave them to Luster, who went into a fitting room and put them on, according to the report. They were stopped after passing the last point of sale. They initially denied wrongdoing, but admitted to the theft after being shown a video surveillance tape.
This is pretty much the worst video ever made.
According to the report, the 15-year-old girl also was arrested on retail theft charges. Can you believe it, though? They did all of this for a pair of underwear. When they recovered it, was only $4.50. And now they're going to spend some time in jail for that. Unbelievable. Oh, does it get any better than that? Of course it does. Because we're still in Port St. Lucie, and this is our second to last story. A 39-year-old man was arrested after a security officer determined he had something unusual. That's right.
That's very suspicious.
Among the items to be checked at a security checkpoint at the downtown courthouse. As the items were checked, the security officer determined that one of the items was a marijuana smoking pipe. Yeah.
That's very suspicious.
Yeah, it is very suspicious. But yes, it did turn out to be a marijuana smoking
pipe. You use narcotics.
And a deputy checked out the pipe and concluded that indeed it was a pot-smoking pipe by the smell and residue.
Hey, what's that smell?
Clinton J. Gordon faces a misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia charges in connection with the incident. The private security officer had reported to a St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office deputy that Gordon came in the courthouse and surrendered his items at the security checkpoint. Gordon was released from the St. Lucie County Jail on $500 bail, a jail official said. Sorry. It's a little warm in here, and we just turned the air on, and I'm going to take a little drink here of my drinky drink. And our final story of the day. Port St. Lucie, a mother accused of allowing her 10-year-old daughter to live in a dirty home strewn with syringes and trash faces child neglect charges.
You're the best mom in the whole world.
St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office investigated office investigators arrested Kimberly S. Bean and others on April 17th in an investigation involving marijuana cultivation, marijuana possession, larceny, obstruction of justice, and dealing in stolen property.
You're the best mom in the whole world.
That's right.
You know, there are people in this world that don't have to put up with all this shit.
That's right, and that's the people that don't do it. While at Bean's home, investigators noted that she used needles in the master bedroom, on the ground, and under the sink is where they found them. A pot plant also was growing on the front porch. Trash, she didn't even bother to hide it. It's on the front porch. Trash and clothes covered the floor, and the sink was full of dirty dishes.
You know.
No, we don't want that one. We want this one.
Clean up this mess!
There we go. Bean stated she used drugs in the home, as did her boyfriend. She also said she used the syringes to inject some of the drugs.
Are you doing crystal meth or something? Because this is really cracky behavior.
Bean has been in jail since the April 17th incident and was arrested on the felony child neglect charges. Well, that's the news.
Well, it's been thrilling. Now, if you'll excuse me.
That's going to do it for this week of Not in the News News. Remember, if you stumble across an odd story, maybe an odd news in Yahoo or Fark.com, send it my way. CrazyJ@comic.com. We'll turn it into a news story if it's funny. And we're going to be back with more of the Rockin' Comedy Show right after this.
Yeah. This is going to be good. Awesome. I can't even remember the last time I was at a concert.
I know. It's been like ages.
Man, I can't believe you got tickets.
Yeah, Josh, you the man. You were the man.
Oh, come on, man. Don't thank me yet. I mean, it might not be as good as they say. You never know.
Whatever, bro.
I
mean,
guys, we got to keep moving. If we're going to get there early.
Hustling up. Wait, hold on, guys. ATM machine. I'm a little light on cash.
Yo, wait up, Greg, man. I think I might have some for you.
Yep. You can be my sugar daddy.
Nate?
Yeah.
There you go, man.
Wow. Whoa, $50. Pretty generous.
Hey.
You sure you're Jewish? Come on, Josh. Don't get all sensitive on me, man. It was just a joke. It was a joke. Will you tell him, Rob?
What? What do you want me to tell him? That I didn't think it was funny either?
The first step in fighting prejudice is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
You got it, son. You got it, man.
Come on, baby. You can do it.
What if this weren't the sound of parents cheering their kids on in a basketball tournament, or a football game, or a track and field meet? What if this were the sound of parents cheering for their kids in algebra? Show the same kind of commitment to your kids' education that you show in everything else they do. And imagine the success they might achieve. Check in with your kids' teachers, even when there's not a problem. Maybe drop into their school every now and then. Nothing is more valuable than a strong partnership between you, your child, and the school. Stay involved in your kids' education. And this could be the sound you hear on graduation day. For more ways to stay involved in their education, call 1-800-281-1313. Success in school equals success in life. A message brought to you by the Ad Council and Partners for Public Education, a partnership of the NAACP and People for the American Way Foundation.
It's Crazy Jay.
Stupid idea.
Way to go, stupid.
Stupid.
Yep, that's me. I'm that stupid.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Just the chaos that happens in here. The buttons don't get controlled. The dog is snoring, panting real hard. I don't know what's going on. I've got a love sheep. Bobby Slayton runs out of here. I don't know what's going on.
I know, dude. It's crazy. Didn't even get to finish that how-to. But I got another one in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you did. Don't tase me, bro, is how you can find Mad Mike on MySpace.
Yes. And I'm also on Napster.
Facebook. Damn. Junk McGee.
Junk McGee, that's yeah. My name.
Thank you for the comment the other day saying that I smell like a llama. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Just as much as I appreciate Stephanie with her little thumbs up going, I like that. I may smell like a llama, but I don't have the legs of a llama.
That is weird. She, at least she doesn't spit like a llama.
And I have a little video of Stephanie that sits and waits. And she knows I have it. And all she has to do is just say the right word to piss me off. And that video's going up on MySpace.
Nice. Is she naked?
No, but she's actually riding the mechanical bull at Stoney's.
That's awesome.
And she doesn't really like it because of what she... Because this is the thing I have a problem with this particular girl, is you know you're going out.
Yep.
Girls spend an awful lot of time getting ready.
They do.
And you leave the house... That's it. So you've decided this looks good.
You have. This is it. That's what I want to wear.
She will come out and go, no, don't take any pictures of me. You can see my fat rolls.
Wear a sweater.
But I'm just saying, like, didn't you try it out before you left? Like, you didn't
Did
ask
you not see your fat rolls before
yeah,
you left?
Like, you didn't ask your, like, you didn't ask your roommate, like, does this sweater make me look fat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't look in the mirror and go, yep.
And, I mean, she's the type of girl, when we go out, she does the MySpace picture take where she holds up with it, and you can tell it's her because you can see half of her arm in the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you take a picture of her, right? And you can take a group shot, and it could look really good. There could be like 5-6 people in this picture, including herself. And everybody's, yeah, it's a good picture. And then you post it, and she goes and looks at all the pictures on your MySpace, and she's like, you need to delete that. I look horrible.
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
There's only so much Photoshop I can do.
Right. Yeah. I can't save you all.
But, yeah, I have a video of her at Stoney's riding the mechanical bull.
With her llama legs. You know, I was bit by a llama.
Of course you were.
It bit me right on the hand. All I was trying to do is feed the damn thing. Don't they know, don't bite the hand that feeds? My hand was numb for, like, the rest of the day because it, like, gnaws it because they have, like, square teeth. That llama is still at Bonnet Springs, by the way. When we go out there, and we will, I'll introduce you to him.
But I do want to thank Bobby Slayton for being here. He's given us a bunch of tickets to give away to people that want to come and see his show.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome.
At the Tropicana.
At the Tropicana. He's got his own room now. He's got Bobby's room is what it's called.
Moving up from Hooters.
It is. It's a pretty good step.
Yeah.
And the reason I say, I mean, both hotels are kind of crappy, but if you saw the room he was in Hooters,
yeah, it's real rough.
The stage was ridiculous.
And at least at Tropicana, they're actually doing like 2 lobster tails for $20.
Yeah.
You can't beat that.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't beat that on the strip.
So so he's going to be there, and I'm going to do my best to promote it. The guy's good. We're going to get him to come back on the show and stuff like that. Bobby Slayton's a lot of fun. And check out his MySpace page. He's listed in the top friends right now on mine. You can also go to BobbySlayton.com. You've got CDs and DVDs of his that you can order and check them out. It's a lot of fun. Of course, we played some of his stuff throughout the show today.
Mm-hmm.
And again, just want to thank Mr. Slayton for being here.
Yep, thanks,
Mike,
dude.
Thank you, as always, for coming by.
No. Thank you.
it is truly a treat to have you on the show, I got to say.
Well, and that's Sunny D. Just messed. You know what it was? And not only was it did I have Sunny D, I also had a little bit of vitamin D. A little vitamin D milk I picked up from Krispy Kreme before they landed on the floor.
Yeah.
From your dog's fantastical jump. But it was a good day. We had a great day. We had a good run. We missed the very end of our race. But that's okay. Mm-hmm. I think everything else went pretty good. I got to eat an enchilada, which is like a burrito and an enchilada together. And as you all know, I like enchiladas. So I half liked it.
You half liked it.
Well, because the other half is a burrito.
But you like burritos, too.
I do. I'm a burrito man. I'm a burrito man. I can do burritos. I'm a burrito man.
Nice.
Oh!
Oh, my God. That one's going to be loud. Holy crap. I'm going to be listening to that later on and go, oh, there it was.
There, that was it. That was what was killing us all day.
What the hell was that?
Oh.
I do, before we get out of here, like the fact that we were working the desk over at the MC, and you said, I am working on a poop.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I was working on it.
I got something in production, and it's going to be good. And I said, all right. And about 10 minutes later, you're like, you know that thing I said I was working on? I said, what thing? You're like, the one I got in production? Yes. You're like, the show's about to start.
Yeah.
And you went to the bathroom.
And I had to go.
And I came back from break, and what did you say?
Yeah, I came back, and you were like, I'm going to break. You left. You came back, and I was like, man, I called Guinness while you were gone. You're like, Guinness? I was like, yeah, Guinness. I think I just set a record for world's largest man-made object. This sucker was huge, man. Let me tell you, it was about lifting me out of the toilet seat bowl. I was looking for, like, a bucket or a... I was trying to do, like, a relief flush, but...
Seriously, can you reach behind you and grab that freaking spray? That is so... It's so nasty in here. Oh, my God. That is horrible. Spray it. I just get a little.
What?
Spray a lot.
I'm trying to conserve.
Dude, it smells so bad in here. Come on. Oh, my God. You're.
I don't want
to. Here, let me have it.
Okay, I'm going to give it to you.
Oh, my God.
Oh. I'm trying to conserve his stuff. I'm trying to be all economic.
Holy crap. I would rather smell that and go buy another bottle.
Is that the first time you smelled it this whole show?
Yeah, that's the worst one.
That's the worst one?
Oh, my God.
I told you, man. I'm brutal right now.
Oh, but.
Little donut, little enchilito.
I know you have to. I know you have to get out of here. You got some shots or something you got to do. So I'm going to finish up with the countdown.
All right, brother.
The top 8 most annoying songs.
I got one more for you. Those 2. Oh, 3. All right, that's good. I'm good.
All right.
I don't know where it's coming
from. We'll be back with the countdown right after this.
I'm sick of dealing with
what a child learns about violence.
Who do you think you are?
A child learns for life. Teach carefully. We're Act Against Violence, and we can help you teach your child how to rise above violence, not succumb to it. Call 877-ACT-WISE for a free brochure. And stop violence before it starts. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and Act Against Violence.
He's not the average common two. He's different from everyone like you. He's everybody's brother and son. He's different from anyone. He's Crazy Jay. He's got something to say. Crazy Jay thought he'd play some tunes, and some of them are just like loons. Come on, Jay, people don't want to wait. Give them your Crazy 8.
Your Crazy 8. Oh, yeah, it's time for the Crazy 8, the top 8 songs. And this time, it's the top 8 most annoying songs I've played throughout the history of this show. And there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them I play I can't stand, but you guys like them. And you have to admit, they're kind of annoying, but we love them anyway. We're going to get things started with number 8. Here's the Vestibules.
Hi.
Hello.
Are you waiting for the bus?
Yes, I am, actually.
I notice you're not wearing any galoshes.
No, I'm not. It's sunny out there. No need for galoshes.
I'm wearing galoshes. Galoshes.
Uh-huh.
Did you read the paper today?
No, I haven't had a
chance. Did you read the thing about the Eskimos?
No.
Well, the article was saying that the Eskimos will eat the fat from the whale.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what that's called?
No, I don't.
Blubber.
Oh, right.
Blubber.
Yeah, blubber.
That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Blubber.
Right.
The Eskimos eat the blubber.
Uh-huh.
And the blubber will come from different kinds of whales, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it will come from a beluga whale.
Uh-huh.
Beluga.
Right, yeah.
They don't wear galoshes.
Who, the whales?
No, the Eskimos.
Oh, no, that's right, they don't.
They wear mukluks.
Uh-huh.
Mukluks.
That's right, mukluks.
Mukluks.
Yes, mukluks.
Say it again.
Mukluks.
Say it louder.
Mukluks.
Good, eh?
Yeah, it is a good one. I just didn't want to say it, but I like it.
Say galoshes.
Galoshes.
Good, eh?
Yeah.
Galoshes.
Galoshes.
Beluga.
Beluga.
Blubber, 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 blubber.
Mukluk.
Blubber, beluga.
Excuse me. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt whatever it is you were doing there.
It's okay.
Okay, I just wanted to know if this is where the bus stops.
Yeah, they should be here any minute, actually.
Oh, I see. Well, sorry to disturb you.
That's okay, we were just,
Sir.
Yes? Psst. Yeah?
Look over there.
Across the street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See that lady?
Yes.
What kind of hairstyle does she have?
That looks like a bouffant.
Yes, a bouffant.
Yes, a bouffant.
Actually, I couldn't help noticing that myself. It's sort of what you might call a bulbous bouffant.
Yes, a bulbous bouffant.
Bulbous bouffant.
Bouffant.
Blubber.
Galoshes.
Mukluk.
Bulbous bouffant.
Mukluk.
Macadamia.
Ooh.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Blubber. Macadamia.
Blubber.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora. Macadamia.
Blubber.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora. Macadamia.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora.
Macadamia. Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous.
Ploy.
Spatula.
Bamboozle. Gazebo.
Bulbous.
Ploy.
Plethora.
Macadamia.
Gazebo,
Bulbous,
Ploy,
Shindig,
Gazebo,
Bulbous,
Ploy,
Plethora,
Gazebo,
Hullabaloo,
Plethora, Gazebo,
Bulbous,
Ploy,
Plethora,
Gabardine,
Bulbous,
Ploy,
Plethora, Tuberculosis,
Plethora,
Gazebo,
Bulbous,
Ploy,
Plethora,
Gazebo,
Bulbous,
Ploy,
Plethora,
Bus. Here comes the bus.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Crazy J can't count to number 10. He gets intros done for free by some of his friends. This is anything but Sonic Heaven. On the Crazy 8 countdown, this is number 7.
Oh yeah, number 7 on our countdown is indeed a comedy classic, but has been a long time since it's been on the show, but still one of the songs I find to be quite annoying. Here is There's a new sound.
There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar. It isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new, new sound, so deep down in the ground is the sound made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. That like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new, new sound, so deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new, new sound, so deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new, new sound, so deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. That like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep under the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new, new sound, so deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms.
Oh, there's a sound, a new sound, a new sound that's new in the ground. Tony Barello with that song right there, coming in at number 7 on our Crazy 8 countdown with the top 8 most annoying songs. We have the Vestibules ahead of that with the Bulbous Bouffant. Bulbous Bouffant. That's right. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm your host, Crazy J. Let's continue the countdown, shall we?
If I was at number 7.
If I was at number 7.
I would be the number 6.
I would be the number 6.
And if I was the number 7.
If I was the number 7.
I would not be the number 6.
I would not be the number 6.
If I was a number 7,
I wouldn't be the number 4.
If I was a number 7,
I wouldn't be 3, cause I'd be more.
And if I was a number 7, I'd be 6.
My name is Larry, my name is Larry, I have a mother, her name is Mother. Hi, Mother, hi, I love you, Mother, I always love you, Mother. My name is Larry, my name is Larry, I have a sister, her name is Joyce. My name is Larry, I have a grandfather, his name is Grandpa. Hi, Grandpa! Remember, Grandpa, when I used to go over to the house, and you wouldn't let me go into the kitchen with the rest of the family? Remember that, Grandpa? Oh, listen, Larry, you be a nice boy, and stay away from us. When we want you to come over, I'll get a hold of your mother, and I'll call her up, and you can come over, okay? My name is Larry. My name is Larry. I have an uncle. His name is Bob. Hi, Bob. Bob, I like you, Bob, and you're an artist, and I like you a lot. Larry, I like you a lot, too. You're a nice boy. My name is Larry. My name is Larry. I have an auntie. Her name is Becky. Hi, Becky.
Hi, Larry.
My name is Larry. My name is Larry. I have an auntie. Her name is Annie Estelle. Hi, Estelle. Hi. My name is Larry. My name is Larry. I have a brother. His name is David. Hi, David. David. You know, I talked about you on my album on the Wild Man Fisher story. And could you say a few words? I am a certified public accountant. And my brother Larry is the worst singer, one of the worst singers there ever was. And I cannot see how in the world, with knowing him, anything is possible. Knowing him. Because I used to hear him sing all day long. My name is Larry. My name is Larry. I have a cousin. His name is Harvey. Hi, Harvey. My name is Larry. My name is Larry.
I think this song is annoying. That's why it's number six. That's why it's six in our countdown of the most annoying songs.
Wild Man Fisher here on the Crazy 8 Countdown with that lovely little number called My Name is Larry. Can they get worse than that? Well, let's check out number 5. Here's Monty Python.
I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights no matter where they've been. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights, but only when they're green. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights no matter where they've been. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights, but only when they're green. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. That is what I said. I like traffic lights.
Yeah, we get it, right? Monty Python on our countdown with one of the most annoying songs I have ever heard in my life. Traffic lights. And that's what we're doing. We're counting down the top 8. That's right, the top 8 most annoying songs of all times in the history of this show. And we're going to continue doing it with our next song.
This here is way too straight. Don't belong on a show.
Hey, but wait.
Just a little intro from the far shore. Come on, Jay, give him number 4.
I got a camera loaded with film. I'm gonna take a picture of you. I've got a camera loaded with film. I'm gonna take a picture of you. Say cheese. Say cheese.
Smile.
I'm gonna take a picture of you. I'll take some in color. I'll take some in black and white. Then I'll print them in the dark room where there is no light. I got a camera loaded with film. I'm going to take a picture of you. I'll take one of my mother. I'll take one of my sister. I'll take one of my brother. I'll take one of you. Of you. If you want me to. And when it's dark and light, your pictures, they'll come out right. Do not fret, I'll put my flash on. I've got a camera loaded with film. I'm going to take a picture of you. A picture of you. A picture of you. A picture of you.
Every night and day, I search the radio. All I can get is the Crazy J Show. There's nothing else out on the airwaves. Come on, Jay, give us all of our raves. Number three. Oh, I said, me gotta go. Yeah, I said, it's number three. Whoa, said, me gotta go. Number three
indeed. Spent a lot of time at number one when we were doing the countdown way back when, and you guys loved it, but after a while it just got to be so damn annoying. But if you remember how to do it, let's dance. Got to admit, you remember when that song was dominating the countdown? The Dancing Hamsters with the Hamster Dance. Oh, months and months and months I played that song. 8-5-6-1-1-1-1-5-5-5. It was all over the place. I couldn't stand it. Eventually, I just stopped playing it. One of the most annoying songs ever in the history of my show. And we're counting down 8 of them on the Crazy 8 Countdown this week.
Come on, Jay, don't be blue. They won't incent thee, not the blues. Give a number two. Come on now with number two. Oh, you know just what to do. Give them now your number two.
Come on, let's merry go, merry go, merry go round.
Boo, boo, boo.
Merry go, merry go, merry go round.
Boo, boo, boo.
Merry go, merry go, merry go round.
Boo, boo, boo.
Me and you, we can go merry go round. It's very easy, just go up and down. Come on, let's merry go, merry go, merry go round.
Boo, boo, boo.
Merry go, merry go, merry go round.
Boo, boo, boo.
Merry go, merry go, merry go round.
Boo, boo, boo.
Everybody's going merry go round. Let us go, oh, oh. Up and down. Come on, let's merry go, merry go, merry go round.
Boo, boo, boo.
Merry go, merry go, merry go round.
Boo, boo, boo.
Merry go, merry go, merry go round.
Boo, boo, boo.
Merry taught me to go merry go round. Now I'm going a merry go round. Come on, let's merry go, merry go, merry go round.
Boo, boo, boo.
Merry go, merry go, merry go round.
Boo, boo, boo.
Merry go, merry go, merry go round. I say let's merry go, merry go, merry go round.
Oh, I gotta tell you that right there came close to being number one, but it was tied with probably one of the most annoying songs to this day that you'll still hear from time to time on the show. It's funny, but it's annoying. And, you know, there were so many songs to choose from because I've been doing this show for years that next week we're going to have part two of the most annoying songs on our Crazy 8 Countdown because there was quite a few to choose from. I was really, really surprised when I was putting the list together. But let's crown the number one song, shall we?
Jay, let's have some fun. A little insanity has just begun. We've been waiting all the way from number 8. Come on, Jay, don't hesitate. We're only one. We only want to have some fun. Come on, Jay, give us number 1. Number 1. Number 1. Woo, number 1. Give us number 1.
Here it is. It's the Goons.
Ying dong 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 ying dong
Number one on our countdown, the Goons with the Ying Tang song. And on that note, that didn't work again. What is going on? I don't know what that was, but let's try it again. Number one on our countdown, the Ying Tang song by the Goons. And on that note,
this concludes the broadcast from World.